Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. Trump is getting ready to launch counterattacks against big tech censorship. And I'm very proud of the fact that InfoWars has been at the tip of the spear confronting the heads of big tech. Google would love to have me arrested and killed, guaranteed. I am here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
Sundar, you know Google is helping China with Dragonfly, and you know that they're helping censor, and you know that you've sold this country out, and you won't even help the Pentagon, you'll help the Chi-Coms. You bet on the wrong country, Sundar.
We're aware of his lying to Congress. We're aware of him and the Dragonfly project that's already been operational for years inside the Chinese government. Now it's just being rolled out to the general public.
Sundar, you're engaged in treason. You've had Google executives lie to Congress that you're not censoring conservatives.
The big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives, or the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them.
I know we had Alex Jones in the room earlier promoting conspiracy theories.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil.
Twitter is planning to permanently suspend Alex Jones's personal account at InfoWars. This comes after Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey was on Capitol Hill yesterday speaking with lawmakers.
Twitter gives Alex Jones the boot, the social networking site permanently banning he and his media company, InfoWars.
Hey, Jack, I appreciate you supporting the First Amendment, but I have a right to face my accusers, Jack.
They're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba. We're becoming like Vietnam. We're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw men, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
Yeah, I don't know anything about your site, man.
And we're also standing up to social media censorship. That's the new thing.
Our interview was cut short because he was confronted by Alex Jones of InfoWars right here in the hallway.
It's weird, man.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives.
I don't know.
There's no shadow banning.
Who is this guy?
Are you concerned about bias in social media?
Yeah, who's this guy? We deplatform.
Are you concerned about bias in social media?
Well, so I think the bigger bias is against freedom of expression. Everybody should be. Look, I support
here.
Going
it's
after.
Happening here, but you say I don't exist.
Is that a heckler or a press gaggle?
Look at this guy. He's saying that I don't exist, and they're demonizing.
I just don't know who you are, man. I don't read your websites.
Sure, and they demonize me in these very hearings, and then he plays dumb.
Here's the question.
Infowars.com, you know what it is.
Does Google, does Facebook, does
Twitter,
do they need to be regulated like, do they need to be regulated?
Marco Rubio, the snake.
This is a dumbass.
Boy here.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Who are you, man? Who's this guy? I swear to God, I don't know who you are, man.
You better hope you can be tens of millions of views.
InfoWars.
Bigger than Rush Limbaugh. He knows who InfoWars is. He's playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
The most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat him, prevent them from speaking.
On Twitter, the top tweet links to an InfoWars story. This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
The system self-corrected. That shouldn't be the first tweet you see anymore. It should be a USA article the last time I checked. USA Today. At lunch, I did, yeah. And I also saw the system correct it.
Even the New York Times calls it a crackdown on conservatives and a plan to deplatform conservatives from the Internet and communicating with each
today,
other, just like communist China.
We need you to act now and move against big tech censorship. President Trump.
CNN and the Democrats, you know, are destroying the First Amendment and needs to be stood up against.
These are very extreme individuals, and no matter what anyone tells you, they are extremists, and that's why Facebook decided to get rid of them.
Look at this right here. The guy that goes around policing and calling for censorship and then claims that Trump's wrong, there's no censorship of conservatives or patriots. You are incredibly shameful, man.
How are you doing, Alex?
You're just, look at you, you are literally an anti-American, anti-free speech coward. Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators.
We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
has issued a dire global warning for the future of the planet. And it's not like some fake warning from Al Gore that if you don't pay him carbon tax money, the seas will flood all the major coastal cities by 2013. He said that in 2000. Or AOC saying the world will end in 11 years, 12 years. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's a real threat of the world ending, and Putin says there's a good chance the world will end, and that we have to prepare to decide whether we want to go to heaven or hell. And that's what really matters, is that the Russians should get their spirits ready and get right with God. He warned that last year. He's issued a new dire warning. That's coming up in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I wanted to remind folks just how serious this fight is and how important this broadcast is and how thankful we are to all of you out there and how thankful we are for people like Matt Drudge, who has two of our stories top linked about the incredible invasion that looks like something out of Day of the Dead. People literally crawling out of manholes in Texas, African invaders with their allies attacking our cameraman, marching in the dead of night. I mean, it's beyond insane. But the cops are going to pull you over and ask, where's your license and registration? If you're a citizen, the book will be thrown at you. But if you're an illegal alien, you're above the law and a god. It's all coming up today. But first, here's an important note from constitutional lawyer Bob Barnes.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is in the ultimate economic democracy structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It's reached so effective that that's why Facebook is waging war against InfoWars. That's why Instagram is waging war against InfoWars. That's why Google and YouTube and Twitter are waging war against InfoWars more than anyone else, is because it is the ultimate counter-China model. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little-d-democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. So by doing little things like, okay, we want a little-d-democracy, we want a fluoride-free toothpaste. Let's say that's what it is. So it's dealing with a particular health issue where you have the health industry pushing one product overwhelmingly, the big pharma, big companies, the corporate model, the Chinese model, the statist corporate model that China has promoted against InfoWars model, which is, we're going to have an American-created product. We're going to sell that directly to our own people. Our people will decide whether they want to support it or not. And by choosing to buy little products like that, they're able to fuel this independent press that is the only one that is not dependent on billionaire donors or sugar daddies, that is not dependent on big corporate sponsors, that is not dependent on getting the approval of the social media giants in order to spread their message. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets, and doing so in a way that's not corporate driven. The reason why they don't see news change at InfoWars or content change at InfoWars except as requested or thought about by the audience is because the audience controls it, because the audience has chosen a self-supporting, self-sustaining economic model by making small contributions, by buying products they already want at a more affordable rate, by sustaining it. They create a self-sustaining, self-supporting structure that is unique in the world, and that's why they wage war against it. And as long as the audience refuses to concede to that or forfeit their economic contribution, as long as they continue to be involved and continue to participate and continue to partake and continue to this self-supporting, self-sustaining structure, there's nothing they can literally do to crush it or end it. Although they can try to limit the scope of the audience, they can try to limit the size of the microphone, but in the end, we will find ways to reach them because the audience dictates and determines it by its support of InfoWars.
I wanted to really start the broadcast off today with calls for support, because the hotter the news, the more listeners we have, the less I talk about our sponsors or the products we sell to fund ourselves. And then every time that we can see the traffic and know that
things are not super hot, that's when I then try to make it up and fund ourselves. That's the complete opposite of Fox News and CNN. When they've got big stuff going on, they increase the amount of ads. We decrease. And that's not an algorithm. That's not a plan. That's that when incredible things are happening, I just cannot make myself plug or talk about products. Because there isn't some calculated strategy here at InfoWars other than promoting freedom and warning the people of the world and not backing down to globalism. Globalism is incredibly evil, incredibly unpopular, but it's got the mega banks and the big power behind it, and so it's a formidable adversary. But as we turn the corner against globalism, we're starting to, they are intensifying their attacks in a big, big way. And so I need the listeners to understand and viewers to understand you are the heart of this entire operation and this fight. Without you, we will not be here. Here's an example. There is an article in the New Haven newspaper, New Trouble for Alex Jones in Court Fight with Sandy Hook Families. And you read this article and it says, yeah, he lost the Pepe the Frog case. That's not true. They spent $1.2 million on something that clearly was fair use and that we didn't really make money off of. And Hillary Clinton's law firm ran it. And Hillary Clinton's direction, that's been in the news. She said the frog was white supremacist, so she could say I was a white supremacist. She ruined the frog for the poor guy, if he really even owns it. And then they go on to say, oh, and Jones has been caught withholding information. And you've got the plaintiffs for the families. You're saying how terrible it is because the judge doesn't know how the internet works. And when I go and I watch Congress, when Sundar Pichai is up there lying to them, just one lie, whopper lie after another that are documented in their own corporate prospectus document to shareholders. They admit how they game the system and control the search results and make people pay. And he lies. And it's like he's up there going, 2 + 2 = $95 billion. And the senators don't know because they're lawyers that graduated 50 years ago. It's like telling a wagon wheel maker, you know, about rocket science, okay? I'm sorry. And that's why society is falling apart. The judge says you will give us all Google information on you in the file we know you have. They represented, these lawyers, that are, one of them is a former prosecutor appointed by Obama, former U.S. attorney, that brought down the governor of the state. This guy knows full well what he's doing. Up there going, Your Honor, they've got the Google. And the judge is like, yes, they've got the Google. Give them the Google. I'm going to be held in contempt. I have an engineer coming in later to show you the Google contracts on air, which we've given them. And they know. The judge doesn't. Because the judge is, again, a judge doesn't know how a cell phone works. I barely do, and I've tried to study it. But what's so crazy about it is it isn't about me. It's about the technology gap between older people that run the system and young people that run the tech that literally you can tell these judges and people anything you want and they'll believe it. It's unbelievable. Google Analytics is Google's finger touching you. It isn't something we have. We just looked up what it would cost for us to run just a basic report on Google Analytics. It's $150,000. And it's all mumbo jumbo from Google. We never use Google Analytics. Other look at general traffic every once in a while. So anyone who's in IT knows this, but the judge has ordered us to give them Google, the entire Google database, everything, the whole universe. All right. Fix bayonets.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, You are the resistance.
Okay, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to cover today. And then there's more stuff breaking so fast I can't even track it as it unfolds. We have a bunch of clips of the Africa invasion going on. That have not been on air yet, but they're linked in articles on Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and right at the top of DrudgeReport.com. Two of our articles are linked there. It's incredible footage. I'll describe it for radio listeners. But our cameraman got assaulted for daring to be across the street, politely videotaping. And here come the people from a foreign country with the city employees to attack Greg Reese and start pushing him off the street and elbowing him. Owen Schroyer went in the city facility where all the rest of the media is gone. They came in, started pushing on him, rammed him out. And these are just the, quote, volunteers putting their hands on people because they are, again, helping collapse the border. We should pull up some footage from Hollywood movies that reenact the fall of a city, the fall of a wall when a horde pours in. That's all coming up. But you have to understand, we didn't just sit there and wait around and then a few buses would come in. Every hour or so, three, four, five, six, seven buses would pull in and more Africans would get on or get off. So it's been thousands at that one facility. And I told you, the Border Patrol told me 2 days ago, they said, Alex, it's been over 1,000 in the last few weeks. But the numbers are always a few weeks behind that they officially put out. That's why it's on DrudgeReport.com today. That ICE has come out and said that 1,000 have come in and 500 at one checkpoint alone from Africa. So exactly what they told me 2 days ago, what I told you on air, is now in the newspapers. And they only reached out to me because Fox News wouldn't cover this, and they knew that Drudge was picking it up. So again, that's why they want us off air. Because how many times is an InfoWars that breaks the story, that Drudge then amplifies, that then it forces mainstream media to cover? We got attacked 2 weeks ago and they said it's Jones saying that Biden can't talk and is too old. It's not just me saying that. They were saying that about him years ago. He can barely talk. Look at him. And now it's on the news today that now the Republicans are saying it, and they got it from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. No, they got it from their own eyeballs. But what Drudge is able to do, being the largest news site in the world, is make them look at things that are really happening. You remember just 3-4 months ago, John Stewart and everybody else were still saying, because that's where we get our news from, I guess, that there is no migrant crisis and Trump made it up. You don't hear people saying that anymore, do you? Now you hear them saying it's Trump's fault, unless it's Bernie Sanders, who's got his propaganda a little bit behind the times. By the way, take John Stewart. John Stewart's not one of the nastiest of the fake newsmen, comedians that pose as newsmen, but he comes from a very powerful family. His brother runs the New York Stock Exchange. He knows all about inside baseball in New York. And I see the folks at his press conferences who I originally, three of those guys you see up there testifying were first on this show 18 years ago. They were all the deadly dust. That was a cover-up. We had scientists on that had tested it. I had toxicologists. I had physicists. We paid to have people go get the dust out of some of the facilities and houses and test it to prove it. Not just the thermite that was in there, but also the toxins that the government said was a lie. You can pull up articles saying I'm a conspiracy theorist from 2002 that the dust is not poisonous. That's not next year's news today, folks. That's 19 years later, 18 years later. And so, hey, great, John Stewart, you're the big angel now, huh? Oh, now you're going to get them their money when most of them are already dead. All I'm saying is, buddy, is this is a great way for you to look like the hero. But were you there, John Stewart, 18 years ago like I was, giving speeches at those churches having my listeners come and not touch the money and give it 100% to the firemen, the police, and their families like I did. And I'm not bragging. I'm just sick and tired of the establishment talking about how good they are, all the great things they've done, when what they do is they show up later and they take credit for what other people have done. I was physically attacked. The video's somewhere. Physically attacked in New York repeatedly at Ground Zero for saying they covered up deadly dust. And it goes on and on and on. We had C-SPAN specials on the dust. We had C-SPAN specials on 9/11 and how there was a stand down. All of it turned out to be true. That's why InfoWars is important, because we'll tell you about the collapsed border. We'll show you the people from Ebola-infested Congo, which, by the way, now has jumped into other countries for the first time ever. It's made it out of the Congo. Associated Press, why do you think it's making it out of the Congo? Because they've put in airfields there, and the people that have money are fleeing, and they're coming here. And the Border Patrol came out and told you the same thing they told me 2 days ago. They're in the Associated Press today saying no one is being screened for Ebola. It's all up on drudgereport.com. The whole menu of what's happening, U.S. cities overwhelmed with illegals from Ebola countries, not being screened, quarantined. California desert towns, these migrants surge as crisis worsens. Nonstop dumping, new phenomenon, crawling out of manholes in El Paso. Trump, Mexico doing great job at border, really helping us. Private wall group ordered to keep gate open for illegals. Watch 1,000 pour in. Naked intruder on immigration hold after threatening Dallas couple. And of course, 9 out of 10 people that are apprehended never show up to the hearings. And remember, 1/3 of the children, they've been genetically tested, are not from the family. They've been grabbed. And when they question the children, they say, no, I was grabbed. A lot of them were grabbed out of backyards and off the road in Mexico, because they're the get into America free card. If you got a kid with you, they don't check your name, nothing. You're just sent to a Democrat facility, taxpayers load you on a bus, and you're shipped to hell knows where. Migrants paid $130 to rent boy to cross the border. Yep. Again, as I'm talking, they're search engineing. And remember the media said last year, oh, there's no caravans. There's 100 people in them. One caravan alone was at least 15,000 people. Local law enforcement estimated 15,000 people tearing down gates, storming in. But John Stewart says we're making it all up. You know, if you're to believe Trump, they're coming in from here, they're coming in from there. It's dangerous. Well, of course it is. But you're there to manage this, aren't you, with nice little PR pieces when you're 1,000 days late, $1 trillion short. Stewart, you're just covering your ass.
I'm watching the midterms, then you would think our country is Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala, they're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you voted Trump! You voted Trump!
Oh, yeah! Bitch!
Who is the president? You ain't support
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Remember, the only way InfoWars reaches new people in this critical fight for hearts and minds is you. Whether you're listening on local radio or TV stations, but they are watching over the internet, live or later in some underground tape or on some thumb drive. This information's evergreen because we're covering the facts. And that's why the establishment spends so much time trying to discredit us and lie about us and shut us down, because we've got their number and we're winning thanks to you. We're in this together. Let me do this. Every day I come in and it gets harder to do the show, because 5 years ago, if I had one story like I have 100 of, I would be excited and would have trouble containing myself. It's now so cuckoo, so out of control. Without looking for it, I have a stack of news with major government figures, major think tanks, major organizations saying it doesn't hurt children for adults to have sex with them. Which, of course, we all know is a lie. And let's legalize child porn. So that means the exploitation of children. I mean, this is just evil coming right up out of the pit of hell, folks. Okay? And then you can't turn on television or read a menu of shows without looking at shows about young people, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, up to 16-year-olds having sex. And it's all just conditioning everyone. It's pure evil. HBO's explicit Euphoria, court's controversy, how much teen sex and drugs is too much? British think tank proposes not prosecuting pedophiles for viewing child pornography. Quote, we can't prove sex with children doesn't harm them, says labor-linked NCLL. NCCL. That's a major lobbying group. Remember Tom DeLay back in 2015? He warned the Justice Department wants to legalize 12 perversions. He got the document. Turns out it's accurate. Remember Hillary Clinton? NBC News. Hillary Clinton covered up pedophile ring at State Department. I mean, the UN got caught kidnapping thousands of children in Haiti alone. Many of them died. Large portions of the children being brought into the U.S. aren't with their parents or any of their real kin. Many of them are being child trafficked. The Senate admits that. And you go out to any of these Democrat events, you can see our videos, Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett and others, Owen Schroyer on the street. And you go out there, and what do you see? You see people wearing shirts saying, no borders, no wall, no USA at all. There's one right there. Nobody is illegal. And these men march over to Caitlin Bennett at a Buttigieg event and physically attack her and hit her and slap her and elbow her and the two men she's with, her fiancé and her camera guy. And then while they're attacking them,
what are you going to do to me?
Not walk.
They're saying, you're attacking me.
What are you going to do to me?
Hey.
Are you threatening me?
I had people in a restaurant say, F you and your family. Saturday, and then I said, screw you back, and they went, how dare you, shame on you, yell at us, and they all smiled at each other. I'm like, what, because you can murder logic, because you're a mental patient? They're all the same. They attack, throw a water bottle in your face, slap a woman's breast. Until a homeless man, a black homeless man, came over and stopped him and said, walk it off. Walk it off. One white teenager, looks like he's a Day of the Dead zombie. His pot-bellied friend, a couple of good buddies, and the black dude stopping him. Unbelievable. You know, that's what this country has come to. You know, and here's the thing. I'm shying away from our top story. In fact, I had it printed. Will you guys print me the Putin story? Like, I can't find it in my stack. And then I actually want to post that whole RT story on Infowars.com in the live show feed page. I forgot to tell Ben or one of the other great writers that. Putin came out and said that the end of the world could come very, very soon. So a guy that has 10,000 nuclear weapons warned that the end of the world could be here soon and issued a dire warning. The headline on Infowars.com with the live feed where I'm going to add the article. We're going to play the video next segment. Maximum alert. Putin issues dire warning. Plus, U.S. border completely collapses. And that is what's happened. And Mexico has gone in just 1 month from helping organize the collapse of the border, letting people transit through Mexico for paying thousands of dollars apiece. It comes directly from Soros, taxpayer money, through the U.N., State Department, to now putting the National Guard down there and deporting people and charging a whole bunch of the smugglers. Well, you should have been charging them to begin with, because you know what the Mexicans are finding out about. People are grabbing their kids. And almost none of these people are Mexican. And Mexicans, if they're anything, are territorial and pro-family. And they understand when people are walking all over them. So their little socialist president has had a major Mexican backlash to Central and South America and Africa and Asia, using it as a doormat, with the cartels, Senate reports show, making over $2 billion in the last year. It was a billion and something the year before. In fact, there's a Lindsey Graham video report on that we're going to get to. But we also have Limbaugh with a fantastic idea. And I've said this, I'm sorry, I've said this for 2 years, that President Trump should campaign more in California, that he should go tour Skid Row, that he should go tour these tent cities like I and others have done. In fact, when we went there, we said Trump needs to do this. And Limbaugh says, absolutely. He needs to tour Seattle. He needs to tour Portland. He needs to tour all of these places and go there with a phalanx of police around him, and let the world see what I and others have seen. Because let me tell you, you think you've seen something on the news. They're not showing you anything. I've never imagined anything like this. Imagine concentration camp victim-style people covered in semen and flies and trash and stench. The smell of vision and the piles of feces stretching as far as the eye can see.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So Trump's actually fighting for the very survival of this country's existence. Back about 15 years ago, when Lou Dobbs was number one on CNN for about 5 years, number one actually anywhere on cable, had upwards of 7 million viewers a night, he would have documents on the show routinely. And they had the Trans-Pacific Partnership precursor documents. They had the North American Union documents. It was big news. And in there, they said, we're going to bring in the one world government and break the country into three mega regions with 10 sub regions. Where have I heard of that before? 2,000 years ago. Exactly as prophecy says. And we're going to get rid of nations by having crises so big only world government can handle it. And we're going to have a North American security perimeter that is going to be formed by collapsing third world populations and migration. That's number one. Number two, infectious disease outbreaks that cross borders. And number three, economic issues. Economic collapse. So You've got the threat of crime and the threat of giant masses pouring across. You've got the threat of disease. You've got economic threat. And the UN admits they're going to bring in world government because the UN controls all these third world countries. There's only a few they don't control, and they're always busy overthrowing them. They're the corporate world government. And they overthrow your country, and they'll put an even worse dictator in. And then they set up the airfields and the funding. But because Trump controls ICE, and they won't automatically just let you in, they fly you to Guatemala. And then you're given money, and you come up here, and they're opening up the corridors. And even local San Antonio news said, it's wonderful, the new Congo culture. And this family from the Congo, they just got here a year ago. They're going to make meals for everyone from the Congo so they feel good. And we're going to rough up the InfoWars reporter, too. You know, we're not going to let them videotape us out here because we the bosses. Now, no other countries let you do this. And these people are brought into refugee centers for a few months. This is on record. Before they're brought here and they're brainwashed to hate America and to be told that everyone that doesn't want them here is a racist and bad, just like when kids go to college, they tell them, hey, the KKK's on campus. This is a formula. You better come to this particular dorm area. We're going to make sure you're safe. And then they enroll you, always the most needy, autistic style, Asperger spectrum type people. This is all admitted. They go and they get the fluoride damage, the vaccine damage, the scared, the nerdly, and then they indoctrinate them into their cult. That's why you go to a leftist parade or a leftist event. I don't care if it's a gay pride rally. I don't care if it's just a leftist rally for Joe Biden. The people look mentally retarded. They look completely lost. They can hardly talk. They're drugged out of their minds. And what is in the news? They admit highest suicide rates in leftists, highest mental illness, highest drug level, highest crime level, highest disease level. Because these folks are one step away from the giant zombie hordes that are now all over the Western world of people that don't and won't work, who just sit around mainlining heroin, it's so cheap, like $3 a dose, and smoking crack and laying around in their own feces because we all bow down to it and don't demand and expect more. It's called decadence. It's called what happens before civilizations collapse. And when you go to the gay pride parade, like our reporters have been doing, people come up and they say, F straights, you've never been abused. You never know what it's like to be us poor victims. And people aren't even hating on these folks because of what they're doing with their ding-a-lings. It's because of all the anti-gun, anti-family rhetoric and the trying to recruit children and the trying to take over the educational system and the demanding crosses be taken down. And I've got stacks of articles here where lesbians particularly are cutting the genitals off at alarming rates of little boys they adopt. And then stabbing them to death. That's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com today. Natural News did an excellent article on it. I dare you to go read it. And the crime statistics. Now, is that saying every woman that likes women is cutting little boys' penises off? No, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fact statistically that you've got more family violence, more suicide, more abuse. How abusive is it, these families, that tell their three-year-old son you're really a girl, or tell their little girl you're really a boy, and push that on? That's the greatest form of abuse, being done as if, oh, our kid will be part of the cool club. Because that's really what this is like a street gang. And in some of these videos we're going to play today, they tell Millie Weaver at the gay pride parades, where it's rainbows and the word gay and everything's happy. Kind of like the light on the end of a anglerfishes head, you know, getting the minnows to swim up. But what's at the bottom of that isn't too pretty. Leftist indoctrination, collapse of society. And it's not just the, quote, gays. It's corruption of every type, decadence of every type, heterosexual decadence, you name it. It's all just decadence. And the hatred of people that are trying to hold it all together. That's what this is. And they say over and over again in the videos, this is our religion. And that's really what it is. You see, we got rid of Christianity. And we got rid of all of the old norms. And there were probably some problems in those old norms. But it's been the West that's been the most open. But we've traded out some of the extreme conservatism of the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s for new forms of bondage, new forms of oppression. And no one can deny it. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And why do you think people used to try to outlaw all this type of decadent stuff? Or why do people look down on women having children outside wedlock? And why do people look down on when men start having sex with each other? And then start acting like women, and then start flaunting it. People figure it out. Every time you do that, society collapses. That's why the Chinese have outlawed it for 4,000 years. That's why the Japanese have outlawed it. That's why every culture outlawed it, because as soon as the Greeks started doing it, collapse. As soon as the Romans start doing it, collapse. We've been down this road before. The Romans, when they were coming up in the Stoic period, before the Golden Age, would execute you for adultery. It was seen as the same as two men having sex. Hey, buddy, men, women are the species. Whether you call yourself gay, straight, whatever it is, I'm a libertarian and don't hate you for who you are. My God. The point is you can study this scientifically and know that when we go down this path historically, the bottom always drops out and society collapses. And next, they always come for the kids, and now they are. Read the Old Testament. And armies would come in and say, we're here to have sex with your kids. Armies of men dressed up like women. It's in the Bible. It's in historical reports. When men start dressing up like women, buddy, they're coming for you know what. Now, can you figure out why? Whatever. It happens everywhere. It goes in cycles. And did you know the head of the Amber Alert system nationally was convicted for child smuggling? Bet you didn't know that. We're going to cover that next hour. I said I'd get to the Putin thing, and I will, but it's so huge that I'm going to save it till the start of the second segment next hour. Threatening nuclear war, threatening the world could end, just unprecedented any way you slice it. One of the biggest things we've ever reported on, that's next hour. Please, whatever you do, realize the way we get past the censors is you spreading the word, you emailing the links, you spreading the articles on your email, however, word of mouth, text messages, whatever you do, we're raising the alarm. And the only way folks are going to see all this dramatic footage and see all the incredible things that are happening that Big Brother hopes you don't see is breaking that news blockade. And only we can do that together. And we are breaking the blockade. But all the foreign invasion, all the disease pouring in, all the craziness, all the left denying it's happening is at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And we've got the big specials on all of our top-selling supplements like Turbo Force and DNA Force.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So I'll tell you, I'm not as pretty as I used to be. I'm kind of a little fugly, funny looking and ugly. But whatever they're drinking and eating in the left, I don't want any part of it. And you go to any leftist event, they look like they've been shot with a mutation ray and beaten with an ugly stick. And then you talk to them, they all sound like Joe Biden, and they have a bunch of marbles in their mouth. And I don't say that to be mean, but all the studies show conservatives live longer. Conservatives are happier. Conservatives make more money. Conservatives give more to charity. conservatives are way less likely to steal. There's all the studies, even the Liberal Atlantic. Why conservatives find life more meaningful than liberals? Well, because they value what's proven. They value what works. They value what's steadfast. They value what's strong. And it doesn't mean that they're perfect. It doesn't mean that most conservatives even judge other people. But when you try to judge them and tell them who they are and tell them how to think and tell them how to behave, it is very, very saddening. I am hurt by these are comparatively good-looking liberals. Some of the footage, though, on these tapes, I mean, these people look like they were radiated or something. I mean, they've got serious chromosomal issues, not extra or less chromosomes, more of a scrambling and a doubling. There's a lot of stuff going on here, and it's not good. But the worst part about it is how they bark the same mindless, bleeping, bleeding things. And I will do it at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to play Millie Weaver's visit to a gay pride parade. And when you hear the people, a lot of them don't think there should be a straight pride parade allowed. And see, that's really why I don't like you. It's not because you're wearing rainbows and not because you're ugly. And I just said I'm ugly, too. The point is, it doesn't mean I like looking in the mirror. It's just as a group, you're falling apart. And you've got all these leftists all over, even in England, wearing shirts saying, F your straight pride. So see, that's what this is that straight people are under attack. White men are under attack. All the statistics show the family's falling apart. Men are under attack, period. Fathers are under attack. Something like 70% of college graduates are women. And the idea is, oh, the world will be better when the women don't have husbands and there's not more people and our kids are raised by the state. Okay, whatever. I look at universities I go on and things don't look too good. I mean, back when I was in college, 25 years ago, 26 years ago, 27 years ago, people were a lot better looking. I don't care what color they were. Something's wrong, folks. And people don't have that light in their eyes anymore. It's scary. But when I go to a conservative or a Christian or a nationalist event, you know, I went to church a few months ago. He invited me, Jesse James, to a big mega church. It was a nice church. And I was just looking at the people, black people, brown people, white people. And I was like, these people all look good, man. I was like, you know, I'm like kind of the bottom third here. This is a good looking crowd. I was with a couple thousand really good looking people. Like, what is it about Jesus that people that look good or well, it's because the spirit, they're animated with it. You could animate one of these ugly people and they wouldn't be so ugly. It's like a woman that isn't that classically beautiful. Please don't do that again. Loch Ness Monster. But she's got that spirit, and so she's sexier than the Barbie doll.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. But I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
This is CNN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, every generation faces a new threat, a new war. And 21st century warfare is offshore megacorporations working to overthrow nations' internal strengths, their families, their cultures, and selling them then on a modern neoliberal corporate leftist system that exploits the third world and then does reverse colonization and exploits the first world populations. And then the big mega banks and the ultra rich are exempt from the very taxes they foist upon us. Vladimir Putin has come out, and the full report is on Infowars.com at an international summit yesterday. This got almost no attention. RT didn't even think it was worth an article. It was just a video. Putin's dire warning, anybody listening. And he said, nuclear weapons are proliferating. We're getting out of our treaties. The U.S. is getting out of their treaties. They're moving missiles up to our border. This can cause nuclear war. This can cause the destruction of civilization and society. And imagine if Trump said, this could be the end of the world. We could kill ourselves. That'd be all over the news. Well, this deserves to be all over the news. Again, he was in St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. And he's up there talking about the end of the world, nuclear war, and how we're closer to it than ever. And it's not on our news. And even the Russians are hardly reporting it. And, you know, I get why they aren't. This is scary, folks. But you know what? Vladimir Putin's right. We've got more nuclear weapons than we've ever had. More countries have them. India and Pakistan have been inches away from nuking each other. And you've got Hollywood, because Russia is having a Christian resurgence, and because the operating system of the left is anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-God, anti-Western culture, period. That's their operating system, because they want to capture it and conquer it. And then Putin starts getting away from the globalists. And so the West is trying to start all these wars with him. And one of Trump's biggest failures, and he's done a lot of good things, but one of his biggest failures is letting the neocons and the Democrats run the hoax that he got in office because of the Russians, and that he secretly works for the Russians. And so Trump has escalated bad tensions with Russia. I don't get a red cent from the Russians. Never been to Russia. But we'd be stupid to start a fight with a non-expansionist country that's four times our geography, has more resources than us, geographically is in the key area to control the grand chessboard, geopolitically that Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about, the American-Russian alliance would be the dominant alliance into the future to stabilize the planet, to cut off the Chi-Com's ambitions, and to secure real global peace into the future. But that's why the neocons, the globalists, are not going to allow it. And so, yeah, Trump sees it as a victory that he's been proven that he's not a Russian agent, when the globalists have won that round because they've paralyzed Trump to go with his natural inclination and instinct. It's the same thing with North Korea. Trump knows that South Korea is the most productive country in the world per hectare, or translated up to an acre. And he's looking at the same genetics, same people, same resources, but bordering China, even better position for trade, bordering Russia. North Korea, what borders like four countries. North Korea is prime positioned for economic explosion. And Trump's salivating, because he likes expansion, human expansionism. That's what we normally do. But we've been taught that's bad, that's evil. because the globalists don't want you to expand. They want to expand while you contract. It has nothing to do with the environment. It's about an anti-human future. And so Trump's salivating to get into Russia, not with oligarchs that make one-sided deals to screw the Russians. Trump wants a service economy on top of the raw goods economy. Trump's like, it's twice the size of Africa. Why are we not there? The Russians are waiting, wanting. No, we can't have that. Instead, the Chi-Coms won't let us in, control every company we move over there, have 98% of Earth minerals, are spying on everything, are jacking our elections, own Hollywood now. They own it. I told you that 12 years ago. That's mainline news now. People thought I was crazy when I first said that. I guess like 15 years ago now. But I'd be in Hollywood with some big production meetings and, you know, people, you know, Mark Cuban's calling in. You're talking about making films. And I'm like, so who really runs Hollywood? And people are like, I'm sitting there with like Jewish lawyers. And they're like, well, the Chinese are buying it all up. And I go on air and say that. People go, that guy's crazy. Meanwhile, even the Washington Post admits China basically controls what Hollywood does. They own a controlling interest in six of the big six production houses. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. And Hollywood has sold out to the Chi-Coms. And the left has sold out to the Chi-Coms. Because it's a disgusting, anti-Christian, godless system that met something even more evil than it. Hollywood is China's whore. And through it, China finances demoralization. That's declassified. When you turn on Netflix and they want a race war, or they want to teach you that five-year-olds ought to have sex with men, that's the Chinese coming up with the most evil crap they can. And Hollywood's like, we love hurting America. And China's like, hit them with it. That's a fact. When you turn on Netflix or HBO or CNN, for that matter, you're looking at Chi-Com venom just... Now, it's leftist hate of America, but the Chi-Coms pay for it by the 1,000-gallon drums. The poison is leftist Americana pedophile devil worshiper, but China's funding and mass producing it in big, giant vats to shoot into your children's brains. That's why almost all Hollywood productions that China funds are illegal in China. Look it up. I'm going to say that again. 90%+ of Hollywood productions are illegal in China, even though almost all of them are produced with red Chinese money. They wouldn't show their kids that for all the tea in China. And let me tell you else what they wouldn't do. Remember Steve Jobs? Remember Bill Gates? I played the clips. Both of them won't let their children have iPads or cell phones. But they'll sure give them to your kids, won't they? So you just take your baby and throw him right into that pit of snakes. So I've talked about the Putin video. It's posted in full at Infowars.com. There's links to the whole security conference yesterday. But again, Putin warns of the end of the world, nuclear war, and it's not even in U.S. news. And when they've had a lot of national stories against Infowars, and I only raise this to illustrate how crazy it is, and they'll say, an analysis by Media Matters shows that Jones linked to RT over 1,000 times. Yeah, and I linked to the Washington Post more than 1,000 times. But again, it's this mental illness that they're trying to induce onto everybody that you're not supposed to listen to what the Russians say. Just listen to what CNN says. You know, I'm going to listen to the Iranians. Doesn't mean I agree with them. I'm going to listen to the Israelis. Doesn't mean I'm going to agree with a lot of what the Israelis say sometimes. There's a thousand different ideas over there. Same thing with U.S. media. This idea that, oh, did you see? He's the guy playing clips of Putin. Yeah. Yeah, he's got 10,000 nuclear weapons. Yeah, you bet I'd listen to what he says. I listen to what Trump says, too. Because he's got more than 10,000 nuclear weapons. I listen to what Obama was saying when he was in there, fun in the Arab Spring, turning Islam loose across the planet. Didn't mean I liked Obama, but I was sure watching him close, weren't you? But I do like Putin. And not because any Russian bots ever helped me. I like Putin because he's a maverick and has stood against the globalists. And he's gotten his country back to a certain extent and is promoting having children and family values and doing things that the 700 Club will hardly do today. So, yeah, do I like the 700 Club? Yeah, they're better than CNN. Do I like Vladimir Putin? Yeah, he's better than CNN. I've never seen proof he had any media people killed. In fact, most of the time you look it up, it's some leftist that the left killed. But you know what? I've seen plenty of journalists killed here. And I've seen what they've done to me. And I've seen the attack on the press. And so it's disgusting. I saw CNN had a big article out criticizing China for Tiananmen Square. So did the New York Times. And there they were, right there in their own paper, saying, shut me up, take me off air, right next to it. That's disgusting. How stupid do you think we are, CNN? Jim Acosta, I got the clip coming up. He was on with Anderson Cooper. And he was talking about how Trump's waging war against the press and how, don't worry, when we get in power, we're going to really wage war on you. Trump hasn't shut any of you down. Trump hasn't sued you. Trump isn't calling for you to be off the air. He's just saying you're a bunch of liars and the enemy. You are lobbying to take me off the air. You've shut me down. You've taken my bank accounts away. I'm getting ready to file suit over it. You don't care. Because you got billionaires financing you, and you think you'll win in the end. You know you'll lose these suits, but well, that'll be 3 years down the road when the country's already gone. Everything they say about us is what they do. He goes on and on with the one of the richest people in the world. Anderson Cooper is one of the richest people in the world. That's why you pull up articles that says, oh, he gave all his money away as a young man. Oh, just like Bill and Melinda Gates, they gave it all away to a tax-exempt foundation so they pay zero tax on their helicopters and their yachts and their... Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He's as rich as Bill Gates or more, which is fine, except all day he tells you how bad money is, just like Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett puts on this little nice guy attitude. Oh, he's got the same house in Omaha. His whole, you know, life, and his dad was this little conservative congressman. Warren Buffett's banks are the worst when it comes to laundering drug money. Look it up. He was the biggest recipient, $487 billion of the banker bailout in 2008. But he writes a check every year to the national debt of a couple thousand dollars in a stunt worth millions of advertising. And talks about, I'm rich, I need to pay more taxes. Is that why you put it all into capital gains and into captive insurance, Mr. Buffett, where you don't pay any tax? Oh, and then you're the biggest recipient in U.S. history of taxpayer money. Of course you want rich people to pay more. That means anybody over $110,000 got their taxes raised by Obama, and where'd that money go? Right to Warren Buffett. Oh, now we know why. Now we know why he wants the rich to pay more. Because the rich is you, not him. You make $110,000 a year, your money. I saw some number like that year, the average taxpayer sent over $100 to Warren Buffett. Every taxpayer, $100, Warren Buffett. Here, Mr. Buffett, here's $100 of my money. Oh, I'm just a nice little man. I run some banks now. They keep getting caught laundering the narcotics and other things. And we've got some jets that get leased from me that the CIA runs, that some other things happen on, and I'm Warren Buffett. And then Bill Gates, there's all these PR pieces, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where they put hundreds of billions in together So they pay no tax on it, then they own and run everything in the tax-free foundation. These are apex predators. They have constant PR pieces where they're at Dairy Queen serving Dairy Queen to poor people. And and they're little buddies, and they just met back in the 80s by accident. It wasn't that Bill Gates' father was on the board of the Eugenics Foundation with Warren Buffett. Yeah. Anyone can go look this up. Apex predators. And, you know, I was death threatened 2 years ago. I was told, if you keep talking about Bill and Melinda Gates, people are going to die. Kill your hand. Go ahead. I don't care. I don't have a death wish, jerk off. But I'll tell you this. You got a sick plan, I'll tell you that, man. You want to flood us with super violent folks from the Congo, turn them against America, and then make sure you abort as many of them as possible. What a sick, weird algorithm. And, you know, Bill Gates really wants to make sure we get rid of the black people, but then he funds the leftist foundations, bringing them in and making them hate white people. That only sounds like something the devil would come up with, right? Doesn't it? So, see, I don't want to kill these black people. But since they've been weaponized and brainwashed and told I'm bad by Bill Gates and the Democrats and the Ford Foundation, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to fight anything you push, buddy boy. And so we project onto these black people from the Congo that they're these angel cakes, when the Congo is the most violent, out of control, barbarous place in the world, other than Somalia. And we've learned you import Somalis and you import Congolese, baby, you get a lot of death and a lot of crime and a lot of problems. So, just put that in your pipe. Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't gotten to Putin yet. I'll play that. Oh, how many people is Putin bringing in from the Congo? Zero. How many is Saudi Arabia bringing in? Zero. How many is Japan bringing in? Zero.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
By the way, I was talking to the recruiter in the break about the depopulation plan and why at first they allowed the population to bloom, but then later they're going to wipe it all out. And I was explaining different State Department memorandums explaining this, that quote the Royal Commission on Population, commissioned for His Royal Highness in England in 1949. Listen to that guitar. National Security Study Memorandum 200. Henry Kissinger, 1975, not declassified until 1992. And let me just explain to folks again. I don't just sit up here and say all this stuff, okay? And the plan is so diabolical. So diabolical. Keep the third world dumb, don't industrialize them, then let their population balloon, and then weaponize them against the West, but then dump your toxic waste and stuff down there, and then later basically have bioweapons that reduce their population. So see, they want to use the third world as a weapon first. And then once we've been flooded with a few hundred million, you know, per nation of illegal aliens, everybody's going to quietly go, oh, thank God, when the bioweapon gets released that's race specific. You know, I really feel like my immortal soul will be on the line if I cheer couple billion Africans dying, you know what I mean? Even if they're being brainwashed and hyped up by leftists to come in to slit my throat, which they are. I mean, look at what's going on. I know the plan. It's like, why are we doing this? Like, I don't want to kill black people. But you see, the globalists are going to force everyone into knowing what's happening. And by then, we'll have all the big walls up and all the big controls and the big police state. And we'll all be somewhat safe. You know, Africa, half the population will die. Latin America, half of it will die. Most of the Arabs will die. And because you have some cross-species jumping of stuff, you're going to have millions dead in Western countries. And it's going to be rough. But if a man's got to make it, he's got to be tough. So I gave you that name to help you along. My name is Sue. How do you do? Now you gonna die. Can we come in with a boy named Sue next segment? Anyways, you have to understand, folks, I'm giving you the actual plan. You don't have to worry about the Africans taking over. They're going to be deader than doornails. They've already been hit with it, weaponized HIV that mutates very quickly and is put out in different... The HIV you hear about in the U.S. is not the real HIV. They just use that a cover story for people that use a lot of methamphetamine and are dying from, you know, massive amounts of drugs and things. Very, very rare for any real strains of HIV to be here because Europeans don't have receptor sites for it. A black person can walk by the HIV virus and get it. Whitey can't. And so, yeah, I really don't like killing black people. You know, that's why Louis Farrakhan, all those guys, you know, years ago think I'm great and stuff, and Professor Griffin, all that, because they tune in and they've got all those same documents. They know I'm not lying about it. And I'm like, okay, you don't like white people. You know, I get it. But, you know, here's the deal. You'd do the same damn thing if you were in charge. I'm not saying those people would, but that's how the system works. Let's stop lying about how the world works. I see little black kids, little cute black kids walking down the street. I don't want to kill them. Let me tell you, a lot of people do. And again, the way the devil works is the devil's going to get everybody wound up in a fight where we play along to his music, and we're all killing each other like a bunch of idiots. The average white person is not racist. In fact, the average white person's religion is hating themselves and trying to prove that they're really good because they took our Christian ethos where we know we're fallen and bad, and the new religion is hating your whiteness, which fits into a Christian cosmology of being guilty about our sin. I don't know who that lady is on screen, but my God. But that's how this stuff really works, folks. But up above it all are the apex predators. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. And you see the PR about them. It is just ridiculous. And most of it has been in response to my attacks. A lot of people tell me, they just say, man, you might want to leave those boys alone. It's not a white ally or knight in shining armor thing when I don't want to bioweapon all the black people with a race-specific bioweapon. I'm against that because that's evil. But see, they're going to put us in a position. The globalists are. But it won't matter when you're being hunted because you're white. You're going to think the air cavalry arrived when all this goes down, and they're just going to get you next. They've got a plan, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists have a big club, and we ain't in it. But they need all the air traffic controllers, all the military and all the scientists and all the technicians to stay in place while the robots replace all human factories, activities, surveillance, security, so that when the third world gets wiped out, by then everything's automated here so that humans can be basically phased out, so that when the last groups of Europeans get exterminated 50 years from now, timeline may be sooner, you'll never know what hit you. But I have given you the prime projection. This is not my opinion. This is the plan. And I hope you're smart enough, and I know you are, to listen to me, because I've given you the best thinking by the globalists and what their plan is and what they are currently executing. And they're madder than a hatter that I'm on air telling you all this, because I was supposed to join them. And I've had the offers. I'm not going to sit in some bunker in Lanai or Tasmania or Kauai or Arctic Circle in northern Canada and watch 7 million people get wiped out. I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to tell all the racist Hispanics and racist blacks and racist everybody else that hate me because of who I am, listen, you come to my house to kill me, I'll defend myself because you're a dumb idiot. Just like the white supremacist, all of it. We're all being played off against each other. So here's the deal. I'm not going to accept an African invasion. I'm not going to accept invasions from Latin America with a bunch of bitching and griping people that want to get in here and then tell me I did something to you. I reject that. But me rejecting your BS and the globalist BS at that level is not the big enchilada. The big enchilada is that there's an end game to this. You don't think the globalists that really don't like black people, you don't think they're just going to let a ton of Africans in with no jobs and no future for no reason. They're going to kill them dead in the hammer. So everybody better put this on a thumb drive and put it in a safe. And then when all this happens, have an old device you can plug it in and show people, and they're going to say, how do you know this? I'm going to explain it again. It's a public plan, my friends. Now, I still haven't played the Putin clip. It's on InfoWars.com. Putin warns the end of the world. But, you know, I've got four children. I don't want a nuclear war. I don't want to die by fire or radioactive winter. But, you know, I wouldn't blame God if God just allowed there to be a nuclear war so the globalists just don't get the things they want. But, you know what? I know the Bible's true, that the devil will be given power for 1 hour. And in the times, if that's about a year, the best thinking is about a year. But the robots, the AI, the total surveillance, and all the hordes of people that are going to be in league with it are going to have 1 year to purge us that are Christians. Black Christians, white Christians, Hispanic Christians, old Christians, young Christians. The truth is what unifies us is Jesus Christ. We better get Jesus now.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
Still alive in the InfoWar, George Carlin from the grave. But Trump comes in and the entire power structure goes into conniption fits. He says, make everybody poor, break up families. Why? It works good. Men and women, children, factories, farms, our military, our teachers, our people. Why would we do this? Why would we sacrifice humanity on the altar of globalism? Remember when Elon Musk warned him? He goes, I go to these billionaire meetings and all they talk about is world government and killing everybody and how the AI gods are going to replace us. Folks, it's in all the literature. People keep wondering, like, how does Jones know what's going to happen next? These crazy people tell us. And then they control the third world. They dumb it down. They destroy it. They weaponize it, where then you don't have a choice but to agree with them to wipe out the third world. How evil. So we have to fight the globalists now. We have to push the Americana 1776 prosperity model. We've got to try to support places like Brazil and many other places that are trying to actually empower their people. And we've got to stand against the globalists, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've talked for 50 minutes in this hour, and I haven't played the Putin clip I talked about, but it's up on Infowars.com. But it's just him warning of nuclear war and the end of, you know, end of the world. Let's roll it, and I will read the captions. The full video is on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Maximum alert, Putin issues dire warning, plus U.S. border completely collapses. Very important page. Hope you'll share it, because our media has a blackout on this video. Here it is. If no one is interested in renewing the START treaty, we will not renew it. We've already said 100 times that we are ready to do so, but no one is willing to talk about it with us. Please note that there is no formal negotiation process, and everything will expire in 2021. Mind you, there will be no more instruments to limit an arms race, or, for example, deploying weapons in outer space. We will understand what... Back it up, sorry. Back it up 10 seconds. He's talking too fast, just like I do. Start over. There'll be nothing to limit. Go. Deploying weapons in outer space. Do we understand what this means or not? Ask the experts. It means that each of us, say, under a nuclear weapon, permanently, we're doing this, and we're doing it quickly. Will anyone ever think about it? So, talk about it or show any concern? No, complete silence. Or take low-yield nuclear weapons or non-nuclear strategic missiles. What if a global-range strategic missile is launched from a submarine in the middle of the ocean? How do we know it carries a nuclear weapon or not? Do we realize how serious and dangerous this is? The full report is very powerful, because you have to understand, they've got supersonic missiles from submarines and air-launched and others where you don't know if it has a nuclear weapon or not. And so you see jets firing weapons, submarines firing weapons into your airspace, up from the submarines, out from the aircraft, drop from space. And here's Putin admitting, okay, they're putting nuclear weapons in space, so are we. Do you really want satellites floating over with nuclear weapons every 15 minutes or whatever it is? I think it's 15 minutes at those speeds. It varies. I think it's an orbit every 15 minutes. Because there's geosynchronous where you stay in one spot, then there's the other one. The point is, you got, now we don't just want satellites and satellite junk. Now we've got nukes flying around everywhere. That's really a great idea. We need Space Force to build a human future. We need Space Force to build colonies. We need Space Force to explore the universe. There's unlimited space for humanity everywhere. But they want us fighting over limited resources here. And I'm not against the United States having strategic defense weapons in space that are non-nuclear. Smart pebble, satellite killers, whatever, for the Chinese, because they're deploying them. Russia wants to economically develop. They know they got bankrupt in an arms race before. They don't want to have to do this. In fact, Putin cut defense spending in the last 2 years to say, hey, I'm cutting defense spending. The globalists don't care. So, ladies and gentlemen, everything is out of control right now, and it's extremely dangerous. We're going to try to break this down as best we can. I'm going to go to break, and I don't even have time to tell you the news I've got coming up next hour, but it's extremely important with Millie Weaver. I'll tell you once we get her on what's happening. I'm going to not belabor this because, quite frankly, it's real simple. There isn't more important work being done out there. And I don't say that from a power trip perspective. I say that really scared. Like, InfoWars is one of the most effective groups promoting a pro-human future in the world and that actually knows what's going on. Why isn't everyone adopting what we're saying? because we're really researching. Well, people are actually adopting what we're saying. We're actually winning thanks to you supporting us. You are just as important as anybody in this office, as a viewer, as a listener. Unlike other broadcasts where you just get programmed and you become a minion and a spectator, you are the man or the woman in the arena when you do one of three things. Pray for us, which is the most important. Spread our links and our articles and our information, which is paramount. And then financially support us. Money allows me to fight George Soros and Hillary and the globalists. And every month we stay on air. Every time I don't lay people off that I try to expand is victory. Because we're going to be here as the platform into the future that is going to fire truth bombs right up the rear end of the globalist. And I mean that not physically, but metaphysically, as a parable, as an allegory, as an analogy. You cannot spend your money in a place where you're going to get a bigger return for a pro-human future. You cannot do it. So I hate sitting here asking for your support. I'm just going to tell you right now, I appreciate your support, but if you don't support us and commit to do it, we'll be destroyed. And, you know, a sick part of me that's been in this fight so long is kind of like, God, let them knock me out of this fight. I've been going so hard, but, you know, I want to stay in, and I pray to God to keep me in all the way because I don't fear death, but I do fear these people taking over because it's spiritual death. We have a special that's going to have to end next week, and we call it the Total Super Force Special. Tim had the idea, like, we got a lot of products with the name Force in them. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and CoQ10 that's so amazing for your telomeres, your DNA, your body. It's the best formula out there. Every other formula that's even similar is five times the price. It's 50% off. It's got 97% reviews. It's just incredible. DNA Force Plus, just it's thousands of dollars a kilo for the PQQ and the CoQ10. I mean, it's just it's the magic sauce. Brain Force Plus is amazing, clean, nootropic, very low price on that. Turbo Force is our new 10-hour energy, pre-workout, post-workout, just good, healthy vitamins, minerals, and five different types of healthy caffeine, bio-delivered over the day at different rates so that it's a good, smooth burn. Ultimate Female Force is incredible. They're all 50% off in the Total Super Force Special, but 33% off. Because if I did 50% off, it'd be a cost. Space Force, America's back designer t-shirt. And there's a sticker bomb special selling stickers at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back in hour number three.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, he died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
There's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Would love to have me arrested and killed, guaranteed.
here because there is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
Sundar, you know Google is helping China with Dragonfly, and you know that they're helping censor, and you know that you've sold this country out, and you won't even help the Pentagon, you'll help the Chi-Coms. You bet on the wrong country, Sundar.
We're aware of his lying to Congress. We're aware of him and the Dragonfly project that's already been operational for years inside the Chinese government. Now it's just being rolled out to the general public.
Sundar, you're engaged in treason. You've had Google executives lie to Congress that you're not censoring conservatives.
The big tech companies and the head of Apple admit that they met with Senator Warner, who's running this whole thing, to begin shutting down conservatives, or the Democrats threatened to federalize big tech if they did not basically roll over to them.
I know we had Alex Jones in the room earlier promoting conspiracy theories.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil.
Twitter is planning to permanently suspend Alex Jones's personal account at InfoWars. This comes after Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey was on Capitol Hill yesterday speaking with lawmakers.
Twitter gives Alex Jones the boot, the social networking site permanently banning he and his media company, InfoWars.
Hey, Jack, I appreciate you supporting the First Amendment, but I have a right to face my accusers, Jack.
They're lying about me and they're trying to deplatform me. 26 companies working in concert, violating the Sherman Antitrust Act. And now Senator Warner and Senator Wyden have said, quote, there's thousands of sites worse than Alex Jones. So we're becoming like Cuba. We're becoming like Vietnam. We're becoming like China. So regardless of what people think about me or the straw men, should I have a First Amendment or should these companies be able to violate the whole Safe Harbor Act and all that and then ban conservatives en masse?
Yeah, I don't know anything about your site, man.
And we're also standing up to social media censorship. That's the new thing.
Our interview was cut short because he was confronted by Alex Jones of InfoWars right here in the hallway.
It's weird, man.
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. There's no purge of conservatives.
I don't know.
There's no shadow banning.
Who is this guy?
Are you concerned about bias in social media?
Yeah, who's this guy? We deplatform.
Are you concerned about bias in social media?
Well, I think the bigger bias is against freedom of expression. Everybody should be. I support
here.
Going
it's
after.
Happening here, but you say I don't exist.
Is that a heckler or a press gaggle?
Look at this guy. He's saying that I don't exist. And they're
I just don't know who you are, man. I don't read your website.
Sure. And they demonize me in these very hearings. And then he plays dumb.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger's my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com.
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery surfaces aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They're becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies. You are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
How dangerous
Live
is InfoWars?
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So we played this clip yesterday. There's actually five or six of these. Caitlin Bennett was in Ohio at the Gay Pride Parade. And then Millie Weaver was in, I think, the Pittsburgh one. She'll correct me if I'm wrong. And she went as Rainbow Snatch, though. And a lot of the folks said, we want to ban the straight Pride Parade. Now my issue is, it's more like a street game. And it's more like people that had theater degrees but never could get a job. I'm not sure these are gay people, actually. But you watch these gay Pride Parades, and they don't sound too inclusive, but they say that they've been so persecuted by America. We're always in love with Islam, though. Oh, it's wonderful throwing you off buildings. But America's so bad. But if you don't go in disguise in a rainbow unicorn outfit, then you get attacked, like Caitlin Bennett did. But listening to these folks, they keep saying, our religion is our sexuality. And see, that's it. We've gotten rid of Christianity. We've gotten rid of other religions. But like a vacuum, in comes the religion that you don't have children. Now, sure, CPS goes out and takes other people's children, and you get those. You harvest children. But at the end of the day, it reduces population, and that's why the system sells it. That's why it pushes it. So there's all these videos of Millie and Caitlin Bennett being attacked, being physically attacked. We're showing it if you're a TV viewer. Radio listeners can't see this right now. And I've never seen groups so violent and so protected, and the police coming over and saying they are protected. They are allowed to hit you in the city street. They are God. But then they say, but no straight people are being assaulted. No, there's no Trump supporters being hit in the head with bike locks. There's no attacks. There's no, I have a stack of articles where lesbians now in Europe, in Latin America, in the U.S., adopt boys and chop their genitals off in a ritual that the male genitals are bad. Actually, mainstream news, it's on newswars.com, infowars.com. You can't make this up. So there it is. Lesbians stab innocent 9-year-old son to death after trying to make him transgender by cutting off his genitals a year before. He complained about having his genitals, his testicles and penis cut off with scissors, so his mothers stabbed him to death as he begged, Mommy, please don't kill me. And they said, die, homophobe. Plunging. This is actually in the police report. Die, die, die! It's liberal, though. You understand? It's all liberal. So, I haven't even gotten to, when I brought up Stephen Crowder yesterday, the space alien that interviewed Sundar Pichai. We're going to get to that. Because, you know, no one's immune from comedy. And let me tell you, crazy dude saying he's a girl in cat lady glasses, just calling for censorship. I'm convinced if Hitler was like, said he was a woman, wore pink, I've said this before, and wore cat lady glasses, we would have just given up. He's like, well, we can't fight back. He's wearing cat lady glasses. Or, well, you know, Hitler cut his testicles off. Oh, well, then buy it. Well, we've got to do what he says then. You know, like, well, get rid of the free speech. If Hitler said cut her balls off, then, you know, it's like, if he did it, we've got to do it. So that's all coming up. But here is Caitlin Bennett being physically assaulted. They come over to her, they run over and attack her, men do, and then another man comes over and defends them, and they run off. But I mean, these are real tough guys, and they were at, again, Mayor Buttigieg's event. Here it is.
Hi, how are you? Hit pause for a minute.
Let's
start this over. So imagine this. If you're a TV viewer, you see it. Radio listener, she's in a field. Other people are 50 yards away. You can see right there. She gets there early. Mayor Booty Plug or whatever his name is hasn't shown up. Anti-free speech, whatever his name is. His boyfriend or whatever talks about, you know, loving of all ages. And dudes come over to mess with her because I guess she's a woman. So they come over to henpeck her. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this to her. And then they say, get out of our face. That's what they do. They'll run into you. Get away from us. Stop assaulting us. Again, it's all fraud, all on video. But it's okay because it doesn't matter Apple owns slave factories in China. Tim Cook's gay. It doesn't matter that Buttigieg has his people attacking folks. It's okay. He has sex with men. And that's a get out of jail free card. That's like magic. That's the standard is like, it's such an accomplishment. You know, wear a rainbow cape. Have sex with men. Imagine if I was like, you know, I had sex with my wife this morning. Yeah, I'm really cool. You know, do what I say. I have sex with women. I mean, that's the level of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs we've gotten. Where it's like, Kevin Spacey has sex with... Oh my God, that is so amazing. I know, it takes a lot to do it. It's like climbing Mount Everest, you know. The gay guys, you know, they go in the bathroom, the glory holes. They have sex with like 10 dudes a day. It's like really in a... Oh my God, it's so brave. I know, they're so oppressed right now. In America. That's why they love Muslims, though. And there's these weird videos of like the thing that's talking to Sundar Pichai, who's like laughing at the creature, going, oh, the big right wing is a means of the Muslims. And Sundar knows 140 million Hindus got killed by Muslims, but he's still like sitting there talking to a dude in a pink shirt with cat lady glasses on who doesn't even try to like have a girl's voice. He's like, Sundar, how you doing? Good to see you today. You're not censoring enough. And Sundar's like, don't worry. We're going to censor even more now. So when we come back, we'll go to Millie Weaver. You know, I had Zimmerman coming on, but I'm not sure. He's got work to do. We're not even sure if he'll be on now. It's all just a fun house, a charnel house, a madhouse of insanity. When we return, women being assaulted by men. But it's okay because they're gay. You got slave factories with suicide nets, forced abortions. It's okay. The big old goggle-eyed, drugged-out head of Apple, he says it's okay.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
Hi, how are you? Do you usually treat women like that?
Stick that in my face.
I'm sorry?
Don't get any closer to me.
Why? What's wrong? You're flipping me off and getting my shot?
Get that shit out of my face, face.
I was over here.
Are you a Pete Buttigieg supporter?
We're an American.
Do you support Pete today?
We're Americans.
Okay, very cool.
Get out of my face.
He walked up to you.
What are you going to do to me?
Do not walk up to me.
What are you going to do to me?
Do not walk up to me like that again.
What are you
going to
do to me?
Hey.
Are you threatening me?
No.
Dude. Yeah, you are.
Dude. Oh, that's assault.
No.
Dude. Oh, that's assault.
Dude. Yep, call him. Dude. Because you're walking right at me.
You walked up to us.
Back.
Hey, stop.
You treat women like that?
Walk it off. Walk it off, bro. Walk it off. Walk it off.
You know who you're helping right now?
So you made a good point.
All right, folks, we're back live here, and this is a video of just a day and a half ago, Caitlin Bennett being attacked. And I've got hundreds of stories here and literally dozens of videos that are incredible, but I air this again because almost every video you guys turn in now, unless you're undercover like you were, Millie Weaver, this week, as Rainbow Snatch, You're getting physically attacked by these people. And then they say, but no LGBT, person would ever attack anybody else. And they keep saying LGBT deserves to exist and have their rallies. Okay, fine. But conservatives shouldn't have a straight pride parade because they've never been persecuted. But meanwhile, the left is physically attacking everyone over and over and over again, Melly. What's going on here?
Their hostility. That video of Caitlin and her camera guy, Michael, being assaulted just boils my blood. Because if anyone who knows Michael knows, he's the most like innocent, happy-go-lucky, mild-mannered guy. And that guy totally came up and whacked him in the head with a full water bottle. And it's just horrible. It's bullying. The left have become bullies to anyone that doesn't conform to their progressive ideology. That's why I had to go as Rainbow Snatch to just simply get true, honest interviews about what these leftists actually think. Otherwise, I would be just like Caitlin. I would be mobbed at these events. It's disgusting. Yet at the same time, they constantly preach tolerance. They want all this tolerance from the left. Yet at the same time, they're the most intolerant people imaginable. Even at the Pittsburgh Pride, there were a total of three Christian preachers on the street, you know, essentially protesting them. And one of the attendees of the Pride March assaulted the preacher. I mean, there were only three of the protesters, yet they can't just let the three people protest. I mean, this is what America's about. Who cares if someone wants to be on the street yelling at you?
And by the way, Millie, we're going to play that next segment. I forgot. I'm glad you mentioned. That's why I'm saying there's too much news here. You're there covering it. There's three street preachers. There's thousands of people at the gay pride parade. I'm sorry. On average, they look like Day of the Dead. It was very sad. Very, very barely walking, like stumbling around. It was very, very sad. But you've got three little street preachers. They're physically attacking them. And so you got that amazing footage as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the young guy that attacked the street preacher, it's hard to see it in the video, but the preacher restrains him and kind of puts him in a chokehold. And then the police rush in and they arrest the guy because the guy came up and threw like a full Coke can that was open at the guy. That could really mess you up if you
put your eye out,
you know. Exactly.
And you've also got a Satanist on video that resembles a giant, obese chipmunk.
I mean, the guy, his teeth were rotting out of his head.
He looks like a big, let me tell you, Satanists always look like vampire bats, whether it's Kim Jong-un or this guy. The nose is always upturned. They always have little rotten teeth. I'm not trying to be mean here, but there's something about Satanists that they have that giant, obese chipmunk look.
Oh, I mean, the guy just looked like a Satanist. It's what you would picture a Satanist to look like.
We know what he really looks like, Billy. We're not going to say it on air.
Yeah, exactly, right? And instantly this fight breaks out. The guy gets arrested. I mean, this video's gone viral so far on my YouTube channel. It's almost 300,000 views already. And you don't hear the mainstream media talking about it. But guaranteed, if it was, you know, a gay person out there protesting a straight pride parade that got attacked by one of the attendees, the media would be running with it.
By the way, let's be clear. There are all sorts of people that like the same sex that have regular jobs and are professional and are normal. That's known. I'm not against anybody. But these parades, I've covered them, you covered them. It is a freak show, man. I mean, this is like the Legion of Doom, a mental institution got let out. And the media just promote, and then like there's usually little like you got video, and sort of half naked little kids dancing and stuff. We won't even show on TV. We're on TV stations. We can't show this. If adult shows can't show it, how are kids involved?
You have people using profanity, dancing around, very sexual, men in Speedos, you know, dry humping the air. You've got like, you've got literally women walking around in nothing but pasties, yet there were so many children there. And we haven't even released that footage yet of all the children. I mean, people are bringing their kids to these things.
Yeah, because you and I agree. I don't think we should. I mean, at a certain point, I want to show this, but it's like, it's so obscene. Like watching it makes me feel like dirty and bad. Oh my God, how do they take their kids to this?
So I saw some people walking, and it looked like some mascots dressed in animal suits. And one guy was a fish mascot, and he was walking in this parade. So I went up to go interview him and ask him a question. And some lady came up who looked like she was in a zookeeper or aquarium keeper outfit and said, he doesn't talk. He's a fish. Like, as though I should have known, you know, that this guy can't talk because he's apparently a fish. And we all have to abide by that this man really believes he's a fish.
You and misgendered. Yes, well, California has laws if you misgender. You misgendered. He was, in fact, did you ask, what is the type of fish?
I did not ask that. I'm sure she probably told me. I don't remember. There were furries there, people, you know, pups. Furries. Apparently, there's a difference between a
people think they're dogs. And let me ask, so this is basically a mental institution's gotten loose. What's up with really ugly dudes with dressed as clowns everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard to tell if they were dudes or she dudes or what they were. But yes, they're dressed really bizarre. I mean, it looks like a circus. It looks like we don't need to go to the circus to see the bearded fat woman anymore. They're just parading down the streets saying that they're oppressed, yet there's only three people showing up to protest these tens of thousands of these people.
And they attack them. And I mean, look at some of these people.
You know, these people say they don't think that straight people should be allowed to have a straight pride parade because straight people aren't oppressed enough. Since when?
Meanwhile, public schools, they don't ask. These guys come in. And your kids sit on their laps. Nothing weird there. Millie Weaver is our guest. Infowars.com reporter on fire with her crew. We'll come back and we will play some of the video where they talk about their religion being their sexual preference.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3 and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fist got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars. I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town, and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty, mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had, and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye.
He said...
He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said,
My name is Sue. How do you do? Now you gonna die.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
All right, that's another story to finish up here.
Well,
get that off the screen, God almighty. Aide to Governor Gavin Newsom, 32, dies of natural causes. Kind of like that intern got her brains bashed in over at... Scarborough's office. That's a story up the Sacramento Bee. That's just a sad day for her, isn't it? Nice, beautiful young girl like her. She's dead now. And old Governor Newsom, he just keeps sailing on. All right, Millie, your full report is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. I forget the exact name of it, but it's incredible because they say our sex is our religion. And that really is. It's been replaced. So they're promoting their religion. So you're like, well, can people have a straight pride parade? Oh, no, you haven't been abused like we have. But Christians and conservatives are being bullied and attacked and try being a Trump supporter out there. Try being an InfoWars supporter. You're getting bullied and attacked. I mean, the left are a bunch of bullies. We just spent 30 minutes showing all the footage.
Yeah, I mean, it's the prerequisite now. In order to have a parade, you have to be oppressed. Well, sorry, but the LGBTQ community is not the oppressed community nowadays. It's like all of the, it's like in high school when they used to let, you know, the Asian group, the Black group, the LGBT group, like all these clubs exist, except you're not allowed to have a white club at school. It's like all these clubs decided to just now become one big group and now gang up against all the white kids in school or all the straight kids in school. And, oh, you're not allowed to have a straight pride parade. Otherwise, that's racist. Well, how is that not discrimination? I mean, telling the straight people they can't have a parade, that's discrimination on its own. And now you have all of these celebrities, Halsey, the recording artist, singer, performer, wore a shirt on stage that
F
said,
your straight pride. Oh, it's absolutely like pride. We're the bad guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have all these celebrities, Captain America, you know, Chris Evans came out against it. All these people are coming out against it and attacking straight people for simply wanting to go out and, you know, express their sexual orientation.
Because that's what this is it's a domination and it's a political welding. They call it the broken coalition strategy, where you take a bunch of different little subgroups and then you simply claim they're all victims, but they all then vote in your coalition. But the truth is, if anybody's being victimized, it's traditional families. Look at all these Democratic groups saying families are bad. We should get rid of them.
Well, you know, some of the people I interviewed, though, at the Pride, to be fair, said, well, you know, it's probably OK. I'm not going to like stop them from having a straight Pride parade. But mind you, that was before the mainstream media came out en masse and told everyone how to think and now said, no, the straight people shouldn't be allowed to have this parade. So I'm sure now the liberals and leftists automatically groupthink. They all think that, you know, straight pride shouldn't exist. That's how they work. They're groupthink. They're a bunch of conformists, a bunch of NPC robots. And that's why I had to go as Rainbow Snatch to the Pride Parade. And man, the results are hilarious. I mean, Rainbow Snatch really went out there and trolled these, you know, these leftists, because we are trying to expose the insanity and the ignorance in the left. Who cares, you know, what these people's sexual orientation is? If somebody, you know, wants to love whoever they want to love, you know, who cares? We don't care about that. We care about the mind-controlled insanity and ignorance that the left has succumbed to, and they're trying to force all of these.
Well, exactly, and they're organizing autistic and mentally retarded children in the schools. That's admitted to, like, be organized into these sex cults, and so it's a perfect angle for pedophilia. It's very, very dangerous. Getting back to Governor Gavin Newsom, 32-year-old aide dies. They say natural causes right as it's announced. Whenever you hear, oh, natural causes right away, you know it's generally foul play. And so they have, you know, less evidence with this couple who may be guilty up in Connecticut of killing his wife, ex-wife or whatever. Those people have been in jail. But this lady's murdered. We're told out of the gates, she's killed. She's dead. Don't worry about it. And it's natural causes. That, Millie, is very, very suspicious. We have Millie Skype having a problem. Let's because I want to already do this. Let's hear a few minutes of her latest report, where she's out talking to these folks, and most of them say some are free speech. That's good of them. How gracious. Some of the others are like, no, you don't deserve to have a straight pride parade. Well, I don't want to parade anyways about sex. But whatever. Here it is.
Would you guys go and be allies at their parade? What'd you say?
I said hell no.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Have you heard about conservatives wanting to hold a straight pride march?
I've not heard of that.
What do you think about that?
What do you think I think about that?
I just have one question to respond. When's the last time a straight couple has been assaulted in the streets for being straight? And I think that's all that needs to be said on that.
Pretty much the same. They can have a straight pride in the way they want it. As soon as their marriage is illegal and they're thrown out of their homes when it's found out they're straight, as soon as they're beaten on the streets for being straight.
Or lesbians chop their sons' genitals off.
A straight pride parade.
Well, I think that's
actually having a white history month. It's not really needed and kind of rude.
Hit pause again. Yeah. I'm sorry. These people are gross, man. It isn't about who they're having sex with. Like, I mean, is that what gay people look like? I thought they're all like in shape and stuff. Like, what, I mean, like, this is like a lunatic asylum. If I saw people saying they're at a straight pipe parade and they all look like they've been microwaved or something, I'd be scared. Millie, it goes on and on from there, and they say everybody should be banned. Again, tell folks at Amber Report where people can find it.
You can find it on InfoWarsStore.com or on YouTube. The name of it is Not an Ally to Straight Pride Parade. So LGBTQ, Not an Ally to Straight Pride Parade. We also have a Rainbow Snatch undercover report where I essentially go in and troll them all. It's hilarious. I get them all to say, you know, woo, and cheer impeach Trump. And then I say, yay, Mike Pence for president. And then they look all shocked. And
oh,
then
that's a great video where they have to admit, oh, wait, Pence will get in, then they're against it. Exactly. Oh, yeah. So it's LGBTQ, Not Allies of Straight Pride. And it's a free video. InfoWarsStore.com is our sponsor. But absolutely, InfoWars.com. There is the video with Millie Weaver. Well, Millie, I know you're kicking butt with Caitlin Bennett and the rest of the crew. Great job. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Okay. I've only covered a fraction of what I was supposed to cover today. And I wouldn't say we've done a bad job. It's just there's no way to cover all this. There's no way to get to all of this. But since we're on this whole discussion, I didn't get to this yesterday. I'm going to get to it when we come back. Believe me, you want to stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to host a little bit of the next hour as well with Mike Adams and some other breaking news. But right now, Michael Zimmerman started here 3 or 4 years ago as a camera guy. He's a great camera guy, but he's a really good engineer and IT guy. I guess his dad is too. And so he's been helping us comply with all of these lawsuits and discovery. And you've got a former U.S. attorney appointed by Obama up in Connecticut who's running these DNC, we believe, funded lawsuits. And they just keep saying, give us the marketing plan on Sandy Hook. Give us where all the money is. Give me the money, Lebowski. And we're like, we barely covered that like 15 times over the last 7 years, other than us being in the news and us countering it. We understand that you Democrats up there run on this. You live off this. You've sued the school, dead teachers, heroes, everybody. I mean, Remington, you've bankrupted them. It's what you do. We're not you. Stop projecting. We've barely covered it. But they, Lord love them, they keep going to this judge up there, and they keep saying, Your Honor, it's inconceivable, these are quotes, that there's not Sandy Hook marketing. Ladies and gentlemen, they've been watching us for years, as Bob Barnes says. They know our marketing. It's just whatever the specials are and the plugs. Why this says Atlanta, Georgia on here. Just something they stuck in here. Dr. McCam shot. Let's show this. Dr. McCam shot, please. This is Millie Weaver's coming on, and then Mike Adams is hosting. And then there's an opening from a tell from two cities. I stuck that in here. And then there's a poster contest we're going to do with a bunch of politically correct things. And then where's my ad folder? Here it is. This is the ad folder. This is the big secret marketing. I don't know why we have the same folder for like 10 years. I haven't plugged the film that we've got out that we're promoting. We've got the Total Super 4 special running. This is the marketing. Our news is not marketing. I've got 30, 40 clips I didn't get to. Hundreds of incredible articles I didn't get to. I should have. But see, they all come from places where everything is rigged. They're followers. They do what they're told. Hillary, the DNC, says they do it. That's why they were, you know, put in there. And so we get Norm Pattiz, our lawyer up there, was here weeks ago. We give him access to Google Analytics, which is just the fact we don't even really use Google anymore. But when we had Google ads going or whatever, they put ads on us. That's Google's finger on us and what's happening on the website. That's not us. That's Google. And I don't think we've ever run a report that we paid for. We maybe once a month have maybe looked at what the traffic is. We have our own servers that show us that more accurately than them. But that's what's crazy about this is they say new trouble for Alex Jones in court fight with Sandy Hook families. And it says extremist Alex Jones, the judge agrees, is covering up the Sandy Hook bonanza. Well, Pinocchio doesn't exist. Unicorns don't exist. It's made up. So I thought I'd bring you in here because we had Norm here and he's like, how do you look at Google Analytics? We go, we don't know. You have to have like a college degree to even know how to work it. Like there's a degree you get in it and you go look at it. And it's just like, it's like the Library of Congress bigger. It's like they're telling us, give us everything in the library. You're like, well, there's 50,000 books or 100,000 books. What do you mean? Well, tell us what's in the books. And you're like, So the judge has ordered us to give them Google. Now, if you understand, that's like Google reaching out. And they're claiming because the internet has Google connections that we're supposed to then tell them everything that's in the Google reports, even though we've never run a paid report with Google. They don't give you anything. You go in there, it's just basic stuff. Zimmerman, you're a smart guy. We've been trying to comply with this, but this is an impossible order. And it shows that Congress and the judges and us too, but this is like, you know, PhD computer science stuff. This is Google. There's artificial intelligence is coming. Will Congress be ready? Of course not. Congress doesn't know what's going on. Sundar of Google gets up there and lies to Congress and says, we've never changed search results when their whole business model is that. So we'll do a document cam shot over here. This is what we're able to get from Google Analytics without paying money. It's pretty limited, but it's still a lot of stuff. And again, the fact is they're in the paper saying we are covering up our relationship with Google. Again, Google Analytics isn't us. Google Analytics is Google. And you were saying it's over $100,000 to run a basic report. We've never paid for a report, have we?
No, so to export all of our raw data, which is the entirety of everything, that's a paid product that Google has. But they asked for our Google Analytics. So to attempt to comply with this request for production, we gave them dozens of pages of basically printouts like this that show a yearly report. So this is January 1st, 2012 through December 31st, 2012 on PrisonPlanet.tv. So it shows the number of users, shows a graph here of the traffic by day. So we gave them a number of these reports. There's, you know, a couple dozen pages right here of these, of site data. Because when you log into Google Analytics, what you do is you generate reports. So asking, you know, give us your Google Analytics is a question that doesn't make sense. In this article
it's like telling me, what do you read at the library? It's like what does that even mean?
Right, you have to go select a book first. So here's a view on my computer here. So this is May 13th, 2019 to June 11th of 2019. So this is an example of a report. They understand that they can ask for specific reports as part of their request. They've not done that. So to say, give us all your Google Analytics, well, it's an online website that you generate reports through. That's not something that we typically do. We've done that, like you said,
it's a few times. It's like if you had a faucet hooked to a lake, give me all the water.
Right.
And you're like, well, how do we even load this on trucks?
Right, or you know, you go check the Drudge Report. You see what's on there right now. If they say, "Give us the Drudge Report," it's like, "Well, what are you looking for specifically?" So, they've not been.
And
clear
I've got
about
the ruling.
That.
It's just she's like, "I know you've got reports. Give them to me." And have we ever generated reports?
Very seldom in the past have we generated reports. It's usually just looking at our traffic, saying, "Okay, traffic's up this month. Traffic's down this month."
We say very seldom. I don't ever remember asking for a Google report.
I don't think you've ever asked for one.
My point is, though, is there's nothing in it because it's just a basic interface. You got to pay all this money, and then what would you even get from it?
So this is one report we did look at today that I was telling you about earlier. So this, for example, is a search for Sandy Hook. So I think the entire premise here is trying to say that all we do is talk about Sandy Hook.
Oh, that's all they do. So zoom in here, show people this.
It's very hard to see here, but of all the traffic, articles about Sandy Hook accounted for 0.28% of traffic. So less than 1%, a fraction of 1% of traffic since 2012. It's such a small part, but they are under the belief that there's all these marketing materials. And like you showed the folder for plugs and things like that, which was, of course, to comply with them. You turned all those things over. You gave them all the plug sheets of, you know, take supplements. They're good for you. Take, you know, Brain Force if you want to, you know, stay awake and alert. I mean, that's the extent of the marketing materials here.
But see, they know all that. The story is these judges literally, because they come with a preface. He made all this money off Sandy Hook, and they're the lawyers getting money from Sandy Hook, suing dead teachers, dead, you know, and then they keep saying, tell us you made money. We're like, there's no money off there. No, you live off this. And if you look at that number of less than 1%, most of that, since they make me cover it.
Right.
So again, the hoax of this is just mind-blowing. And I read the judge's ruling, and I'm like, you will be held in contempt unless you give us the Google. I'm like, give you the Google? It's just like, oh, here's the Google. Oh, here's the secret Google. So it's incredible, my friend.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they understand.
That's because they can't have a fair trial with us. They lie about what we said. They twist it, all of it. They brag they want to have a kill shot in the First Amendment. This is villainous by these lawyers, the Democrats, using these poor families. And at the end of the day, I'm not worried, because anybody, once IT looks at this, even fake news cannot go along with this. Because if they start saying, like, you know, we're covering something up when there's nothing there, it's insane. It's totally insane.
Yeah, and
this is Google. This is not us.
No, the numbers show it's the smallest of small parts. And you know, we've given them traffic stats. We've given them all this information. They haven't asked for anything
specific. Well, this will really bite them in the ass too, because there's no way they believe that. They know. We've talked about it like 20 times before they showed us. Right. I mean, they know.
Right.
Why are they so obsessed with Sandy Hook, man? It's like their whole universe is Sandy Hook. And they say it's us.
Right. Well, you've been painted as this character, and every article about you, they mention Alex Jones, who made these claims of Sandy Hook, who's being sued by the Sandy Hook parents. Every time you see your name mentioned somewhere, they put that right under it. They're making you that guy. And even though you've had all
and
this...
And then saying, now you like that cash, huh? Yeah. You know, it's like, but Hillary cooked it up. She's the one. She comes out, she goes, he is a Nazi with frogs. They go, Jones is a Nazi with a frog. Sue him. Jones, they worship her. They love her. They need her. They care about her. You know, the last 2 days, I was going to do this bizarre review of Sundar Pichai's latest act of lies about censorship. And I got a bunch of crazy comments about it, just showing the whole internet totally rejecting it. But I'm just going to do that tomorrow. Mike Adams is going to take over. He is loaded for bear, ready to go on the other side of this break. I'll just briefly remind listeners that we won't be here without your support, and I appreciate your support. The human community is being purposefully destabilized. We're being purposefully prepared for collapse, and then the globalists admit that's their plan. We're simply promoting a pro-human future here as best we can, and I'm very thankful to all of you. I'm not complaining. I'm not bitching. I'm just simply saying, if you want to see us continue into the future, continue to spread the word, continue to pray for us, continue to buy the products, because that's how we defeat the globalist. And it's your action and you staying with us, which you've done, that has allowed us to stay in the game this long. To have not one but two articles at the top of drudgereport.com today showing the massive invasion of the U.S., showing the U.N. funding, showing people from Ebola infested countries pouring in, untested, untracked. This is important stuff. And that's why we're here. We're going to send our reporters up to Dallas next to cover the next level of the refugee centers. But here is a lawyer talking about the situation. Then Mike Adams is coming in.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is in the ultimate economic democracy structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It's reached so effective that that's why Facebook is waging war against InfoWars. That's why Instagram is waging war against InfoWars. That's why Google and YouTube and Twitter are waging war against InfoWars more than anyone else, is because it is the ultimate counter-China model. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little-d democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. So by doing little things like, okay, we want a little-d democracy, we want a fluoride-free toothpaste. Let's say that's what it is. So it's dealing with a particular health issue where you have the health industry pushing one product overwhelmingly, the big pharma, big companies, the corporate model, the Chinese model, the statist corporate model that China has promoted against InfoWars model, which is, we're going to have an American-created product. We're going to sell that directly to our own people. Our people will decide whether they want to support it or not. And by choosing to buy little products like that, they're able to fuel this independent press that is the only one that is not dependent on billionaire donors or sugar daddies, that is not dependent on big corporate sponsors, that is not dependent on getting the approval of the social media giants in order to spread their message. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model, and the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets, and doing so in a way that's not corporate driven. The reason why they don't see news change at InfoWars or content change at InfoWars except as requested or thought about by the audience is because the audience controls it, because the audience has chosen a self-supporting, self-sustaining economic model by making small contributions, by buying products they already want at a more affordable rate. By sustaining it, they create a self-sustaining, self-supporting structure that is unique in the world, and that's why they wage war against it. And as long as the audience refuses to concede to that or forfeit their economic contribution, as long as they continue to be involved and continue to participate and continue to partake and continue to this self-supporting, self-sustaining structure, there's nothing they can literally do to crush it or end it. They can try to limit the scope of the audience, they can try to limit the size of the microphone, but in the end, we will find ways to reach them because the audience dictates and determines it by its support of InfoWars.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thanks for joining us. Mike Adams here, stepping in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. And we've got a lot to cover here in this hour. I'm also going to be sticking around to join Owen Schroyer in the War Room for a couple of segments as well. You know, all this week, InfoWars here has been covering the Ebola risk from bringing migrants into the United States and having them distributed across cities, including San Antonio, Texas. And what is the real risk associated with a possible Ebola carrier? Well, I'm here today to tell you that, of course, the mainstream media has been lying to you about this for many years. But if you go back far enough, you'll find that even the New York Times reported that people could carry Ebola without showing any symptoms of Ebola whatsoever. In fact, it's a year 2000 article from the New York Times that talks about symptomless carriers of Ebola. And it cites, in fact, a study from the National Library of Medicine that I'll be talking about coming up in the War Room with Owen Schroyer. And in that study, they found that people from Africa seem to have a natural kind of defense against Ebola and other similar hemorrhagic fever diseases, viral diseases that are more common in continents like Africa. And because of that, people of African descent have a natural ability to carry the virus without being killed by it. They say Ebola has an 80% fatality rate if you're infected, but that's not actually true. It's an 80% fatality rate if you begin to show symptoms. But there are many people who can be infected with Ebola and never show symptoms. And those people tend to be those from Africa or of African descent. In other words, people who lived in Africa or who have ancestors who lived in Africa have a natural kind of built-in bonus immunity against Ebola that individuals who are from European nations or more Caucasian individuals do not have. And what this means for America, and I haven't seen anybody talk about this anywhere in the country, what this means is that if there is an Ebola outbreak in the United States, this outbreak could disproportionately affect people of European descent. In other words, African Americans would be more naturally immune to it, and white people would be more harmed by it. Now, I know some of you out there might be thinking, well, gosh, suddenly it makes sense. Maybe that's what the globalists are trying to do. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just talking about straight science here. Natural immunities, countries of origin, and so on. For example, people of African descent have natural high levels of melanin in their skin. And that's what allows them to block the ultraviolet radiation. Black skin is really kind of a natural sunblock. It's a benefit. It's a necessity if you're living in Africa to have this natural sunblock. But people from Africa also have other genetic advantages or benefits, such as certain formations of their blood cells that help them resist infections such as Ebola. And there's also a downside to some of that, by the way. They can have sickle cell anemia of misshapen blood cells. But if you really do your research, you'll find that those advantages and those disadvantages are actually tied together. Sometimes it's the same mechanism that gives you both a benefit or a protection in one context, but makes you more vulnerable in another context. And this is what people of African descent actually have. And those of you listening who are African American or even in other countries, if you're of African descent, it's important to know this about your own physiology. You may have more natural immunity to Ebola, but you may have more susceptibility to other conditions such as sickle cell anemia. In any case, if Ebola escapes in America, it would be devastating for lots of reasons. Now, Owen has interviewed a physician who says there's no risk of Ebola getting out, even though it's in these migrants who are traveling from Ebola-stricken regions. And this doctor, I think Owen's going to play several minutes of an interview. This doctor says that the incubation time period of Ebola is about 3 weeks, and these people have been traveling more than 3 weeks and so on. So they're saying there's no risk. Well, that's not true. The risk is non-zero. The risk may be low on any given individual. Granted, I'll give you that. But the cost of being wrong is so high, and the incompetence of the medical establishment in America is so great and so well documented that we must be very cautious, and we need to be informed. We need to have our guard up about all of this. For example, when Ebola came into the United States a few years ago, remember how they brought that patient in to Texas? They put a patient in a hospital in Texas, and they told us, don't worry, it'll never get out. No one will ever get infected. We have this under control. And then what happened? Almost immediately, a healthcare practitioner got infected. A nurse got infected, right? Remember that? So, of course, this set off a wave of alarm, which was justified alarm. But then the CDC kept telling us, don't worry, we have it under control now. Well, what if it continued to spread? What if it starts spreading outside of a hospital environment? What if it spreads in a migrant processing center? What if it spreads on the streets of San Francisco, the streets of Los Angeles that are already filthy places with almost no real hygiene going on, and they're being abandoned. The homeless people are being abandoned there by, you know, the Democrats in charge of those cities. If you get Ebola mixed in with those kinds of environments, you probably cannot stop it without extreme medical police state measures. And that's the risk. I mean, the cost of Ebola getting out is so high that you have to take steps. We need to be testing these people for Ebola and other infectious diseases before they come into the country. Just meeting people at the border and depositing them somewhere in America is not an acceptable policy when it comes to health or public safety. And yet, to a large extent, that has been the policy. We cannot allow that to happen. Now, in a study that's cited in the National Library of Medicine, a study was published by The Lancet Medical Journal. Maybe I'll get a URL for that for you in the next segment. That study found that nearly 100% of the people that they studied from Africa had antibodies for Ebola. What does that mean? It means that, according to mainstream science, that almost 100% of those people were exposed to Ebola, but it didn't kill them. In fact, they showed no symptoms. And what can happen, even after you build antibodies, there can be viral fragments or viable viruses that continue to persist throughout your body. And they can exist in body fluids, such as mucus or semen or blood, of course, or other body fluids. And this is how many viral diseases spread, including Ebola. But what happens when you have essentially dormant Ebola that's in a person's body, showing no symptoms? And the science has also shown that some of those people will not test positive for Ebola right away. They can have Ebola for a period of time, in other words, and show no symptoms, and not even test positive for Ebola if there's a medical test given. If those individuals arrive in the United States, and then they begin to, for example, in whatever way you might imagine, share body fluids with the American people, who may not be from Africa and may be more susceptible to these infections, you could theoretically get dormant Ebola from a carrier who has no symptoms, suddenly transforming into active Ebola in someone who has no immunity. That's the scenario that I'm warning about. That's the scenario, really, that InfoWars has been talking about and Alex Jones has been talking about this week. I'm just breaking it down in a little more medical terms for you. That's the scenario that could happen. And so if that were to happen, it could be devastating. But even worse, as I mentioned on the show, I think I popped in a couple of days ago here for the show, a segment with Alex, this environment of an outbreak of Ebola could be used as a cover story for the release of an intentional biological weapon, a biological weapon system that's been bioengineered, that's been genetically altered to cause mass fatalities, even to target specific races. Now, that technology exists, and it's been researched for a very long time. We know that there are bioweapons under development by militaries around the world that can target specific races of individuals or people of certain national origins. Think about that and the dangers of that and the deep state and how they hate humanity now and they want to eliminate so many people from our planet. That is what may be coming. We'll have much more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Going to give you a fascinating breakdown here of events that took place over the last few days involving Facebook censorship and also the LGBT child mutilation phenomenon that is now sadly happening in our world. I'm going to preface this with a warning that I'm not intentionally trying to make this discussion graphic, but we do need to cover the facts of what is happening, since, of course, nobody in the left-wing media is going to ever dare talk about this. So I'll try to keep the language as calm as I can here. But here's a fascinating timeline. Friday night, Natural News, that's my website, gets hit with all these hit pieces from radical left-wing media, the same liars that, of course, attack President Trump or push the Russia collusion hoax or push climate change hoaxes and all these other things. Saturday, midday, Facebook bans us, completely deletes our channel, deplatforms us, erases our whole history, and we lose the nearly 3 million followers that we had. Then it was, I think, Tuesday morning or somewhere around then that I learned that Facebook says that they banned Natural News because of an article that we had published but not posted to Facebook. And so this, an account of this is posted on InfoWars.com right now. It says that Natural News was banned for off-platform content. What this means is that Facebook is reading the things that you are writing or posting that you don't even post to Facebook. And they are now banning you, or they banned us, for an article that they did not like. And that article was entitled LGBT progressivism horrors. And that article predicted, this article was published in May, not even a month ago. That article, written by myself, predicted that because of the so-called NOLO movement, where certain individuals are cutting off their certain organs to try to become genderless. This is well documented. It's well known. It's been covered in the media. They're called NOLOs. Because of that and the psychosis and mass mental illness of the certain fringe segment of the LGBT movement, I predicted that we would start to see progressive parents mutilating their own infants to try to perform transgender alterations on their babies. And I know it's a very morbid, it's a horrific idea to even think that that could ever happen. But I knew that this was coming because I could see the sickness and the insanity of where this progressivism movement is going. So I published that article as a prediction to say, this is going to happen. Because the LGBT movement has lost its mind, or at least some segment of it has. And they're going to target children, just like they now murder babies. They call it women's reproductive health, if you can believe that. If they're willing to murder a child, why wouldn't they be willing to perform their DIY at-home transgender mutilation surgery on them? So that was my prediction. Now, guess what happens? As of, I think, 2 days ago, a lesbian couple from Brazil arrested and charged with murder for killing their own adopted young boy. An infant boy, I think the name is Juan Macon, was killed by his lesbian, LGBT parents. They killed him after they botched a transgender surgery effort where they were trying to, again, I apologize in advance, I'm not trying to make this more graphic than it needs to be. It was a male baby. They used instruments around the house to try to remove the male organs, and they tried to create female organs in this infant. I know it's absolutely sickening. If you think about it too much, you almost start to cry about what is happening to these babies. It's beyond horrific. It's beyond criminal. It's worse than what a serial killer would do. This is sickening, sickening criminal behavior that these LGBT progressives are pushing. And when they botched the surgery, I call it surgery, their at-home mutilation effort, when they botched it, they decided to kill the baby. And in their minds, I guess, maybe they've been watching the legislature in New York that stood up and applauded and celebrated infanticide. Because did you know there's no time limit on those laws, that in New York you can kill your baby at any age? There's no time limit. They just call it abortion. I guess you could decide you want to kill your baby at 6 months old, or maybe even 6 years old. Who knows? They didn't state any limits. So, given that, and given the push for child murder and baby butchery that is now being pushed by the radical left in America today, you can understand sort of where this psychosis is coming from, that these LGBT parents in Brazil thought, well, they messed it up. They didn't make the right cuts in the right places, I guess, so they went ahead and killed the baby. And what's even more shocking about this is that their actions, even though they are illegal in Brazil and these two have been arrested and charged with murder, their actions would have been legal in New York. You understand that? Mutilating your own baby and murdering your own baby is legal in the state of New York today in America. That is just as horrifying. That realization is as horrifying as the acts themselves. And despite the fact that I have been, of course, attacked and smeared and deplatformed and censored for daring to stand up for the recently born as well as the unborn, despite all of that, the fact that this is happening has me doubling down. And I know that everybody here at InfoWars is doubling down on the idea that we must protect these innocent children who cannot speak for themselves. They cannot fight. They're not born with the ability to fight back. They can't even say anything. They're not old enough yet. And they certainly aren't old enough to make a decision that they want to be a transgender. That is put on them by parents who are not acting out of love or compassion. They're acting out of malicious, demonic, torturous, just pure evil seething through these people. And when they start targeting these innocent children, God demands that we stand up and say, this must stop. If we do not value the lives of children in our society, then how do we protect the lives of anyone in our society? In fact, so many of the arguments being made today in favor of abortion and infanticide are eerily similar to the arguments that used to be made in favor of slavery. I'm not saying the two are the same thing, but the arguments are starting to sound very similar when the left starts to say, well, they're not really human. Remember when the Supreme Court issued a decision that said that they thought that black slaves, in their view, were only, I think, 5/8 human? What? That doesn't make any sense. But that's a similar argument to the abortionist today, that, oh, it's not even a human baby. You're not a mother. Even though you're 9 months pregnant, even though you're giving birth, they say you're not even a mother. You're not a mother until you decide not to kill it. That's where we are in America today, and it has got to be stopped. If we don't protect the lives of the innocent, then maybe we haven't earned the right to be humans ourselves. I don't know. We got to stand up and do something. We'll be right back after this break. Mike Adams here for the Alex Jones Show.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
You know, the authoritarian philosophy of the left today is, it's striking in its arrogance and its danger to humanity. I remember when the left used to argue for civil liberties, like the freedom to speak. They said, well, everybody deserves the right to speak. And that was a valid argument. And I think a lot of modern day liberals were liberals because, you know, the left used to have some kind of principles, but now they've abandoned those principles and they're all authoritarians. And they demand, of course, that you conform to their ideas, no matter how twisted they are, no matter how much they lack any real facts. They demand you conform or you will be banned. And the method of being banned, this is really the focus of this segment. The method of being banned no longer makes any rational sense whatsoever. For example, when we were blacklisted by YouTube over a year ago, there was no reason given. When we were cut off by Twitter, no reason. We contacted them. Why are we banned by Twitter? I said, well, we don't have to give you a reason. And just the other day, Facebook banned us, but they did give us a reason. They said, how dare you talk about, you know, saving children from LGBT mutilations? And then, you know, the next day comes out, LGBT mutilations of children are happening. So where's my apology from Mark Zuckerberg, right? Why aren't they reinstating national news? Because we were right. We actually had the prediction correct. But now Pinterest has been caught using a completely irrational method to ban LifeSite News, or I think Zero Hedge was caught up in this, and many other conservative and pro-life and pro-Christian websites. Pinterest has a list, an internal list, and this has come out from James O'Keefe at Project Veritas. We're going to play a couple of minutes of his video here. Pinterest has added conservative and pro-life and pro-Christian websites to its internal porn ban list. So if you preach the Bible, if you cite Bible verses in the perversion of Pinterest, you are added to their porn site ban, even though you are the opposite of a porn site. You are a Christian site. But this is what Pinterest is doing, which just goes to show you that all these tech platforms, they don't need a reason. They don't even pretend to have a reason. They don't even pretend to operate in the world of rationality or facts or cause and effect or logic or anything of the kind. They're just making it all up as they go along. And let me tell you something, folks. As long as we allow them to continue to steamroll our rights, they will do so every day they can get away with it. The only way to stop these people is to force them to stop. And by force them, I mean through government regulation, antitrust action, lawsuits, attorneys general. We need the Texas AG, Paxton, to go after Facebook, to go after Twitter, to go after Pinterest and so on. But check out a couple minutes of footage here from James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. And he's one of the best journalists in America, best independent investigators alive today. He's doing amazing work just constantly. But check this out. See what he found out about Pinterest. Go ahead and roll that.
One person can make all the difference. One person really can let people know. One person can bring transparency to big tech.
Last year, an individual from Facebook approached us and gave us documents inside the company appearing to show how Facebook deboosts content for political reasons. Facebook was forced to respond. Her story inspired many like her to come forward.
And now another insider has bravely stepped forward, leaking documents that show how big tech appears to have thrown its hat into the political debate. Now, the documents we've obtained raise serious questions about whether these companies are neutral platforms or publishers with an editorial agenda. Thanks.
I work at Pinterest, and we're talking about some of the documents that I uncovered that people need to know about inside Pinterest.
Like Facebook and Twitter, Pinterest is another social media company where millions of users share pictures on their profiles. Just back in April, Pinterest joined its larger contemporaries on the stock market with an IPO valuation of $12.7 billion. A Pinterest insider shed light on some activities that shareholders may want to know about.
So what are we looking at here? It seems to be a bunch of XXX and porn websites, and then there appears to be the live-action website. What are we looking at here?
You're looking at pins with domains that are blocked. Any domain on the porn block list, you can't make a pin like that. And I happened to discover this because of a Slack thread talking about pro-life content, and somebody happened to notice that liveaction.org was blocked. And so I was pretty surprised, and I went to our porn domain block list, and then sure enough, I found Live Action on there.
Live Action is a group founded by Lila Rose that tries to educate people about the pro-life movement. Many of their projects focus on detailing medical procedures used by abortion providers. The documents the Pinterest insider gave us appear to show code, guidelines, and the actual employees making censorship decisions, including specific actions taken against Live Action.
Why do you think they're targeting Live Action?
I think because Live Action is effective, and I think they're seeing increased pressure in the abortion debate.
What is happening to liveaction.org on Pinterest?
LiveAction.org was added to a porn block list. That means that if you try to make a pin that links to LiveAction.org, you won't be allowed to. The pin won't be created.
And who is Megan McClellan?
Megan works on the Trust and Safety team and on government operations, and she was the one who added LiveAction.org to the porn domain.
All right, so that's kind of a little bit of a preview of that video from Project Veritas. I encourage you to go to their website and view the rest of it. They're a fascinating interview with a whistleblower from inside Pinterest. And I don't know if you caught it during that clip there, but Zero Hedge was also on that list, and no doubt many other conservative or just independent, you know, pro-liberty type of websites are probably on that list as well. Now, here's what's fascinating about what's happening and where this is all going. We know that Google, Facebook, Twitter, you know, even not just Pinterest, but even Wikipedia for that matter. We know that these organizations, different search engines, different tech platforms are all biased against individual liberty. They're biased against conservatism. They're biased against Christians. In fact, they're biased against natural health, by the way, and nutrition and the things that I tend to cover. We know that this is all going to come out in lawsuits. There are lawsuits underway right now against Google, for example. And in those lawsuits, there's a process called discovery. During discovery, Google will have to turn over information that will, frankly, show how they are carrying out this bias. As this emerges, it's going to become apparent to lawmakers in Washington, D.C., and regulators and more members of the public that the tech giants have been running a collusion, racketeering conspiracy for many, many years. RICO Act violations are all over the place with these tech giants. And in my opinion, they should be prosecuted under the RICO Act, which, of course, is the law that was created in order to go after organized crime. Well, Google, in my opinion, and other tech giants are engaged in organized racketeering. And all we need is someone in Washington, D.C. with enough backbone to go after these tech giants. And if I had to take a guess of when that might happen, it would be after Trump gets reelected. In fact, Trump's reelection in 2020 will be a milestone for new action for Trump to really try to unwind the tech giant collusion and the deep state elements that are still there. There are many of them. Because at that point, Trump does not have to get reelected again. You can only serve 2 terms, remember? So Trump's second term, just like Reagan's second term, would be his most powerful. And the fact that we're seeing this coming out now about all this censorship, all this bias, anti-conservative, anti-Christian, anti-life bias, this is going to flip against the tech giants once Trump wins a second term. That's my prediction. Stay with us. One more segment ahead. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
Well, Joe Biden has promised to cure cancer if he's elected president. Didn't Al Gore say he invented the internet at one point? Well, if Al Gore invented the internet and Joe Biden cures cancer, then what's going to happen to the cancer industry, Joe? The truth about this situation is that the cancer industry doesn't want a cure for cancer. Joe Biden probably knows that as much as anybody. The other truth is that we've had cancer cures for a very long time. They're all suppressed. They're all called fake medicine or fake science or fake news by the establishment. Remember, the mainstream media / legacy media is funded in part by the cancer industry and the drug cartel revenues. They depend on cancer and repeat cancer. The number one side effect of chemotherapy is more cancer. So, hey, it's repeat business for them. You keep coming back, you have another cancer every 2 years, every 3 years until you're dead. But until that day comes, they can exploit your body for profits, chemotherapy profits. And it also turns out that you don't even have to have cancer to be diagnosed with cancer. There are so many false positives from mammograms. The studies show that 9 women are harmed by mammograms for every 1 woman who is helped. Mammograms emit ionizing radiation. That's radiation that causes cancer, by the way. And it irradiates a woman's heart, breast, and lungs. So if they don't find cancer on any given year when you're having mammograms, if they give you enough mammograms, they will sooner or later find cancer because they caused it. So Joe Biden running around, yeah, we're going to cure cancer. He obviously hasn't checked with the cancer industry, the cancer corporations, because they don't want to cure cancer. You think the American Cancer Society wants to give up its position as the most lucrative, the wealthiest nonprofit in the world that rides on the back of a disease that doesn't even really do anything to solve cancer or to understand the causes of cancer? Joe Biden won't cure cancer. And Al Gore didn't invent the internet. But they're going to keep trying. Okay. Related to cancer, here's news from Bloomberg. Drug to replace chemotherapy may reshape cancer care. The reason I bring this up is because this article in the second paragraph, check this out, it admits that modern day cancer treatments are toxic. Quote, a class of drugs is emerging that can attack cancer cells in the body without damaging surrounding healthy ones. Whoa, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that all these years that I've been reporting chemotherapy is dangerous to healthy cells, that wasn't fake news after all? Amazing. Bloomberg is now confirming what Natural News has been reporting for years. Now, this new class of drugs, here it is, it's called ADCs, or antibody drug conjugates. These are not chemicals. It's not chemotherapy. It's nothing of the kind. In fact, it uses the body's own immune system to attack cancer cells in a targeted fashion while not attacking healthy cells. In fact, you can't even call this chemotherapy, and you can't even really call it a vaccine either. It's really a way to harness the body's own natural immune capabilities. But here's the big secret that they probably won't tell you. This class of compounds they're talking about, antibody drug conjugates, healthy people make similar molecules all the time, naturally, for free, in their own blood. You, if you have a healthy diet, and you've got good vitamin D, and you're not poisoning yourself with toxic chemicals all the time, and just have good nutrition, maybe some superfoods, maybe some good supplements that have proven anti-cancer potential, or even anti-cancer foods, like cruciferous vegetables or garlic, for that matter. All these things help your body build anti-cancer nutrients that are then circulated in your own blood. And those anti-cancer nutrients, or molecules, you might say, work in conjunction with your immune system to target cancer cells. You can make this for free in your own body just by eating better, by eating more fresh produce, by avoiding cancer-causing foods. And if you were to ask my opinion, I am a food scientist. I do run a food science lab. I say the number one thing to avoid is sodium nitrite in processed meats. You'll find it in most bacon and pepperoni and lunch meats, sandwich, ham, things like that, even beef jerky. But there are more companies now making nitrite-free processed meats or frozen meats. So if you're going to eat those meats, go with nitrite-free. Sodium nitrite, by the way, when it combines with the acid in your stomach, a little bit of hydrochloric acid, it forms a class of compounds called nitrosamines. Nitrosamines are so dangerous, they cause cancer at such an accelerated rate that researchers who want to give lab rats cancer so they can study cancer drugs and things like that, they inject the rats with nitrosamines. That's how powerful it is at causing cancer. If you eat sodium nitrite in processed meat products, you are making nitrosamines in your stomach. And you're absorbing cancer-causing chemicals into your blood. So you can choose a path here. And that's why I'm so fascinated by the fact that this is being published now, that, hey, you don't need chemotherapy. Something better is coming along. This research has found that your body's own immune system, they call it a drug conjugates. It's really just a drug that's partnering with your immune system. Your immune system knows how to do this. Your immune system's doing the work here. The thing is, you don't need the drug. You can have your immune system do this naturally every day for virtually free, and you don't have to pay royalties to some drug company. You don't even have to go see a doctor to eat healthy. You don't have to see a doctor to go get anti-cancer foods at the grocery store. And they're cheap. They're cheap compared to getting cancer. They're cheap compared to the toxic effects of chemotherapy, having your hair fall out, having your muscles fall apart, vomiting all day, can't even eat. Your brain gets all foggy, your kidneys are damaged. Those are the side effects of chemotherapy. But those are the things that the cancer industry loves because that causes repeat business. More cancer. Come on back for round two of chemotherapy. And as I said, in some cases, you don't even have to have cancer. There was a guy named Dr. Fareed Fatah practicing in Michigan, arrested by the FBI. He's currently serving, I think, 24 years in prison. Cancer doctor. Every person who walked through his door, and he served primarily a black community, every person who walked through his door was diagnosed with cancer. And he said, oh my God, you have cancer. You're going to die in 6 months if you don't start the chemo drip right now, today. And of course, his clinic sold the chemotherapy drugs at high markups. And he just faked a cancer diagnosis for everybody. And put them all in chairs, and he had a whole factory, a whole warehouse going of cancer chemotherapy drips into people's veins, collecting Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance money. And the only reason this was ever discovered is because an insider blew the whistle and called the FBI and said, hey, something's going on here. How come everybody has cancer? Turns out they didn't have cancer. The whole thing was a scam. And I'm here to tell you that this guy, Dr. Fatah, he's only one of probably thousands of oncologists across America today who are pulling the same scam and the same fraud, the same criminal behavior, but they haven't been caught yet. They haven't been arrested. And you don't see that covered almost anywhere in the legacy media. Once again, it's only the independent alternative media that you get these stories. There was some coverage in the mainstream media, but not nearly enough. They didn't want people to not trust your cancer doctor, you know, because you're supposed to walk in there and say, please, doctor, tell me, what should I poison my body with today so that I can be cancer free? And the doctor's supposed to say, sit in that chair, put this needle in your veins, take these drugs, and then we'll bill Medicare for you. And then you might live. You talk about fear mongering. You talk about fake science and fake medicine. Doesn't get any worse than the cancer industry. That's why I always laugh when they attack, you know, vitamins and they attack natural health. Are you kidding me? Cancer industry is a massive fraud. It's in many ways, it's worse than the vaccine industry, which is also another kind of fraud in its own way. But this is what's happening all around the world. Okay, one more thing on that. Speaking of vaccines, American Medical Association says that children should be able to consent to vaccines that their parents oppose. So think about it. If you're a child and your parents don't want you to get these MMR vaccines or other vaccines, the AMA wants children to be able to sign consent forms and say, yes, inject me. And you know why? Because, of course, the schools are very good at brainwashing children. This is why Democrats want 10-year-olds to vote, because 10-year-olds don't know much of anything about the way the world works. But this is the system. They want children to consent to the medical police state or to consent to the fake news establishment. They want children to run the world because they can control the minds of children, but not the minds of adults, not the minds of people who are aware, informed, intelligent, and people who, frankly, have some connection to God, some connection to the teachings of God. And that's what we're here to do, is to help you stay awake, alive, aware, and get closer to God. You know, I mean, practice the principles that matter. Let's have a more moral society, a more faith-based society would be good. Thanks for watching today. Mike Adams here. Take care.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.